WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. Silver Streaks football.
From the 15, he's got one man to beat. 40, 30, 25, still on his feet. Inside the 10, touchdown!
Galesburg High School Silver Streaks football on WGIL kicks off with a Galesburg Orthopedic Services pregame show. Brought to you by Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game.
This is a good clock across the 15, 10, he's got a score!
And he's able to do some things like he did right there, having built some success on that throwing game.
To right, here's the give. Burst his way into the end zone for a touchdown.
All you had to do was listen to the crowd to know if something great happened that time.
And now the WGIL broadcast team of Mike Perry and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Football on Galesburg Radio 14.
And welcome back to Quincy Blue Devils Stadium, Flynn Stadium they also call it. I've heard it called two things here tonight, a chilly night. And Galesburg and Quincy getting set to go. They just announced the defensive starters for the Silver Streaks. They'll do the same for the Quincy offense. We'll give you those defensive starters for the Streaks. The three-man line and one of the end positions, 6'4", 265 senior Ryan Ricketts. At the nose tackle, Kevin Hurd, a 6'2", 240 junior. And Austin Finley on the other end, a 6'2", 260 junior. The three average end-to-end, 255. So by the numbers, a big defensive line, and on the defensive side, Galesburg giving up 18.8 points per ball game. The linebackers, Tyler Bond, a 6'2" senior. Cole Spinks, a 6'2" junior. Shane Clark, a 5'10", 190 senior. In place of Jared Carl, who again, Wes Olson said, will play defense tonight. Bo Merritt, a 6'190 senior, and Drexler Blue, near 100%. So I'm working with the offense a lot in pregame, a 6'180 senior. At cornerback, Andy Holloway, a 5'8", 165 junior. The other corner is Nate Olin, a 6'2", 175 senior. He's got an interception this year. And Aaron Meredith mans the free safety position, a 5'9", 170 senior. For the Blue Devils on offense, averaging 37 a game under head coach Rick Little. Third year at Quincy, a 10-13 overall record. Eighth overall, he coached at Hamilton West Hancock before here. 32-19 in his career. The quarterback, Mitch Merrill, is 6'170 junior. At fullback, DJ Powell, he's a good one, 6'200 senior. Another good one in the backfield, Alex McNay, a 6'180 senior back. G.W. Scott, the third back, is a 6'210 junior. Big line, the ends are pretty good size too. Kendall Kendrick, a two-way player, 6'200 junior. Nick Dolman, you may have remembered that name from basketball, a 6'3225 senior tight end. The right guard, Reed Cox, a 6'1220 senior. Andrew Gosney at left guard, 6'2'10 senior. Andrew Paul, the right tackle, 6'3260 junior. Left tackle, Eddie Holtzgraff, 6'3260 junior. And Jeff Duffy, a 6'1230 senior, is the center. Tackle to tackle, they average 236. Quincy will kick it off to Galesburg. And the Streaks, obviously, will start this ballgame on offense. And we're about underway. Here at Quincy, 8 minutes late, it's not too terribly bad.
No, especially after which Galesburg won by a touchdown.
Quincy kicks it away, and Galesburg deep in the end zone. It goes over the head of Nate Olin. They can't kick it again. A stiff breeze blowing in that direction. What is that? West to east. West to east.
Yep.
Okay. So Galesburg will start on the 20-yard line, and Jared Carl behind the wheel on offense. Ran for about 24 yards last game. Came in at the 2:14 mark of the first quarter. Let's keep an eye on the snaps. He and Ryan Ricketts, miscommunication, one or the other, or both, or the line in general. Couple of issues with that last week. You've had all week to work on it. Let's hope that's not an issue tonight.
But we saw some of it as they warmed up. A few fumbles there on that exchange, too. So that's what we can ill afford if we're going to knock off this undefeated Quincy team tonight. As the players come up to the line, there's a little bit of a delay, Mike. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned about the wind, and unlike Van Dyke Field, which runs north-south, this one runs east-west, and so that strong westerly wind is going to be a factor tonight if you're going to try and throw or kicking the football. It's brisk, probably 20-mile-an-hour wind.
So we'll get a look at the slots to start it off. Quincy five-down lineman. A little bit of a different quick pitch on the outside, getting by a man, and getting around another. Robert Jackson all the way across the 30-yard line to the 31. So first play of the game, and Galesburg a first down on an 11-yard gain by Jackson. And A lot of people want to see Robert Jackson carry the ball a little more, and he may get his chance tonight.
You and I included would like to see him get at least 15 touches a game because he could do some nice things. And we already saw something there, Mike, that we haven't seen in 2 weeks. A tackler missed. An arm tackle by linebacker Reed Cox would have been for a loss, and Rock Island and Alleman didn't miss many tackles. No. Let's hope that Quincy has a few more of those missed tackles in.
Now the wishbone formation for Galesburg. Carl is going to hand it to the second guy through. Again, it's Jackson. This time wrapped up for no gain, maybe one. They may spot it at the 32-yard line, a gain of one, and a second and nine coming up as Quincy quick off their left side, and Jackson a one-yard gain.
Leading the tackle, linebacker Spencer Emmerich, a junior for these Blue Devils. Quite a few juniors on this team as well. Both of these teams, a lot of these players are on the field tonight, will be going at it again next year.
So both times they've run it to the right side of the Galesburg line, the left side of the Quincy line. Back to the slots here. Ullman is the fullback. We've not seen him yet. He'll get a heavy dose, I'm sure, pitching it right side and spinning away is Jackson. He's going to be thrown for a loss, though. Overloaded that side did Quincy, and he's dropped back to the 28-yard line, a four-yard loss, and a third and 13 coming up. They snuffed it out perfect.
Yeah, pretty similar to the first down play, and Kendall Kendrick this time at the defensive end for the Blue Devils again missed, so Jackson making the first guy miss, but unfortunately this time there was a whole wave of Blue Devils ready to come at him and knock him down for a loss, and the Streaks will have to kick it away. Actually, it's just third down now.
Third down and 11. About 11, 12 yards right here with the loss, and Galesburg looking for a big play here.
Tough call going into that stiff wind.
It sure is. Blue in motion. They're going to give it right to the fullback. He gets by one guy. Another missed tackle. First down, and then some. Ullman's off to the races. Here comes Gibbons, the quarterback, to stop him across the 30-yard line all the way down to the 28. My goodness. Missed tackles. We're seeing it already out of Quincy, and he busts loose for a 34-yard gain.
Yeah, terrific. I don't know that you can go so far as to call that a draw play, but it had that same effect. Just a little hesitation there. And Quincy was looking past. I'm a little surprised they were,
given
the situation. And the Silver Streaks took advantage of it and a big, big gainer. And the Streaks are in business now at the Quincy 26, 28.
Make it a 44-yard gain. A little different look here as he'll stick a receiver in the slot on the left side. Blue is going to get the pitch on the left side. He's got a blocker ahead of him and a lot of running room. 20, down to the 15. Down he goes across the 15, down around the 12 or 13-yard line. So another big gain, and Galesburg's speed on the outside of the line has come to play tonight.
This is so refreshing because after the last 2 weeks, we've just not had any room to run anywhere on the field to speak of. But now against the Quincy team, as we said, is 5-0, but has not played real stiff competition. They're getting it taken to them right up front by the Silver Streaks, and this is nice to see.
14-yard gain and a first down and 10 from the Quincy 14. So two big runs in a row. Back to the slots here. Man in motion from left to right. He's going to get the pitch. Galesburg really testing the speed on the outside. Here comes Jackson. 5 for the pylon. Is he in? No, just short of the goal line. Right at the goal. Robert Jackson, another big run. Fourth first down. 13-yard gain. First and goal from the 1.
Judgment call by the sideline official because he was actually chasing the play behind
Jackson.
Thought
he got his arm across.
and I mean, he's got his foot as close to the goal line as you can. I'm surprised the official didn't just give it to him. But
uh-oh, flag.
Uh-oh.
That's not what we wanted to see. The maybe on hands, I'm not sure. The line of scrimmage on the 1, it gave me a chance to say Sharika Dorch of Galesburg, the hungry hobo touchdown participant. It is. Illegal block in the back on Galesburg, so they will march that one back. The line of scrimmage was the 14. A great run by Jackson, but apparently got a little help. And they are really testing the outside. That's something we've seen in the past. They're going to walk it off from the 1.
Well, in some cases, you would feel like, oh, what a devastating penalty. But the way we're moving the ball right now, I'm not sure it won't take us many more plays to get that back unless we have a bad exchange. Because going around either end, we have had lots of room to run. Blue on the left side, and then that time Jackson on the right.
So it's going to go to back to the 10-yard line, a first down and 7 from the 10. And now they'll blow this play a timeout. Quincy wants to talk about it. We'll take the break and get our stats together. Galesburg threatening in Quincy territory, 9:12 to go first quarter. Back in a moment. This is Silver Streak Football on WGIL.
Galesburg High School Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate the Gilson School Foundation, this week's Hometown Hundreds winner, nominated by Donna Cecil of Gilson. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
.9-12 to go, first quarter, 11-yard line. Galesburg on the Quincy 11 in the wishbone, first down and 7 to go. They'll bunch it up. Here is the give to the second man through, Drexler Blue. He's got a big hole across the 5-yard line, down close to the goal line, around, looks like the 3. We'll call it the 4-yard line, a gain of 6, so it'll be just short of a first down, but knocking on the door of a score.
Allen Drexler Blue tackled by the guy that the Silver Streaks will be having to tackle pretty soon, DJ Powell, their fullback, who's the leading rusher in the Western Big Six Conference, also playing a linebacker spot. 6'1", 200, a real solid athlete. When he gets the ball rushing-wise, not a huge bull of a guy, but still 6'1", 200 in high school if you're put together as a force. Silver Streaks now. Let's see if we can't get this thing in.
Back to the bone. Ullman in the fullback spot in the middle of that group. Here is the first man through off the left side, approaching the goal line. It looks like Jackson from here. Not in. Not in. It's going to be down to the 2.
Drexler Blue that
time. It was Blue. Yep. Blue is having a nice go of it. It does get Galesburg a first down, though, on the 2-yard line. So that's a big thing. And Blue already 3 carries for 22 yards.
Well, we really enjoy this facility here at Quincy High School. Quincy College also uses it, and it's got a little bit of a college feel on
sure
the
does.
One side because our press box is nice, but it's quite a ways removed from the field.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It is tough, Mike, to see just who has the ball down there on any given play, especially when they get near the end zone.
We may see Blue with it again. Jackson's in there as well in the backfield. Carl under center. 2-yard line, 8-11 to go. Carl this time is going to give it to the second man through. Is it Jackson?
It is.
Jackson and a touchdown for the Streaks from 2 yards out. Galesburg at the 8:07 mark of the first quarter. They have already matched their Western Big 6-point total in a matter of just under 4 minutes against Quincy as they're on the board. 6-0 at the 8:07 mark.
Seems odd to score a touchdown and not have that big horn go off.
They've got one here, but I don't want to hear that one. So Galesburg going to kick it. It is Caleb Miller, puts his foot into the ball. It's straight into the wind, and it's good. We have a Hungry Hobo touchdown winner already. Sharika Dorch of Galesburg, a $10 certificate from Hungry Hobo. And her name will be into the final drawing for a party sub from Hungry Hobo at the end of the football season. Quincy ball when we come back. 8:07 to go first quarter. Galesburg 7, Quincy nothing. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square in West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Coming up tomorrow on WGIL Sports Saturday, we'll visit with Galesburg High School volleyball coach Marla Clay tomorrow morning at 8 on WGIL.
Galesburg strikes first, a 2-yard run by Robert Jackson, 6th touchdown of the season, and Galesburg on the board now, 7-0. Quincy will get the football as Galesburg will kick it away. Miller, a hop just behind the 20, and it dies there. Dies there, Quincy will pick it up. Looks like Givens with the football around the 20-yard line, out around the 22 he goes down, and Quincy gets first crack at the Galesburg defense now after the Streaks offense put points on the board.
Now, the biggest play of that drive, the Caleb Ullman 40-yard run on the third down at 12. It got everything going for the Silver Streaks, and once they had Quincy's defense back on their heels, we could do anything we wanted to. We went left, went right, went up the middle, got yardage on all of them, and so are we headed for a shootout here tonight? We'll see what the Quincy offense brings up to the line in their first appearance of the evening.
They have run the ball well this year, no doubt about it. They have a similar look. They'll put a wing on the right. And the halfback on the left will send one in motion. It's right away to the second guy, McNay, and he gets nothing. Absolutely nothing. He may lose a yard as he tried to bounce off to the left side. The official's going to be generous and stand at the 22, so no gain. A second and 10 coming up.
As he came left, all he ran into was Aaron Meredith and Drexler Blue. 34 and 31 for the Silver Streaks, knocking him down. And Streaks more than excited.
Fired up.
Yeah, you can tell from up here that they are trying to defend that 7-0 lead. They love being on the high side of a score for the first time in quite a while.
Three, almost a Wildcat. Pretty close. They're going to spread it out, but not quite. Three receivers wide to the right. They're going to give it to DJ Powell, the fullback. He's going to bounce around and get it out around the 25-yard line. Gain of three and a third and seven coming up. So they really took those three receivers, and they don't throw much. Put him out to the right and just kind of played mano-a-mano with about 7-on-7.
Powell ran right into Tyler Bond, solo tackle for the Silver Streaks linebacker, who also are assuming will handle the punting duties tonight in the absence of Andrew Steck, although hopefully we won't have to use Bond's right leg very often. If everything's like that first possession, we won't.
Same look, three receivers wide, and Powell behind the quarterback who's under center, Mitch Merrill. Merrill's going to roll to his right. He's going to run the option. Still has the football and is going to come up short of a first down, just shy of the 30-yard line, down around the 29. It'll be about a third and fourth and three, rather.
Good job by Bo Merritt to string that one out.
He made him commit.
He did.
Early.
He chased him a little bit from the backside, and then as soon as the quarterback slowed up, Bo just plowed him over after a couple of yards gained. So fourth down. I assume we'll see Quincy kick this away.
I would be stunned at the 29-yard line if they're going to. I've seen more stranger things. I'm not this early. Well, I guess if you're the defense, you got to be ready for anything. Back to punt for Quincy is Kendrick, the two-way player. He does get a leg in it right around the 22-yard line. It is taking a nice long punt, taken at the 25. Olin or Jackson has a little daylight across the 35. He takes a big hit, making the stop for Quincy. Pretty big stop down there by Reed Cox, who also plays linebacker and right guard for them. So that punt, let's see, 28 and another 25. It's a 53-yard wind-aided punt.
I was going to say, that's the key. Just hit it solid and get it nice and high, and you're going to get great carry when you're going towards the toward the east, because that westerly wind is strong tonight. Silver Streaks, to their credit, scored on their first possession, going right into the teeth of that
wind. On the 37, they'll start their second drive, 5:56 to go first quarter. Galesburg has 7-0 lead at Quincy. And this time, Meredith in. They're going to go fullback right up the gut. Caleb Ullman, pretty good gain as he got it to the 41-yard line, a gain of four. So a 44-yard run and a four-yard run. Two carries for 48 yards, not too shabby.
And Ullman ran into the same guy that Jackson did returning the punt, the 74 Reed Cox, the linebacker, 6'1", 220. So, boy, he's a hard hitter, too. Good, good-looking football player.
And six from the 41. Slots again for the Streaks. Wishbone slots. They've been using both those formations and a combination of a couple of things. Carl this time keeps it himself. Oh, he's tripped by one man. He's got a first down and then some, brought down at the 40-yard line of Quincy. So a 19-yard gain. We see Carl's speed. He faked everyone out, and then a guy missed. He missed and almost tripped him up. He stayed on his feet and got the extra 10 yards or so. So a 19-yard pickup, fifth first down for Galesburg.
What I really liked watching Jared Carl come through that hole was the way he tucked that ball away. As soon as he knew he was committing to the run, moved that thing over to his right arm away from the tacklers, tucked it in nice and tight, and that was a real impressive run by your backup quarterback, the starting quarterback tonight, Jared Carl. And the Streaks have shown that they can do it in just about any way on the ground right now.
Wishbone here, 5 minutes to go. Galesburg on the move. Robert Jackson, second man through. He is wrapped up right away at 40. One of those linebackers came up and snatched him at the 40 for no gain.
That was Meredith that time. 34 and 24 still.
Aaron Meredith the runner.
Yep, that's so hard to discern from up here. But, yeah, they did try and go with Aaron inside.
They say Jordan Schuber made the tackle. A guy who did not start the game, but a great tackle on Meredith. For no gain, second and 10 from the Quincy 40. 4.5 minutes to go first quarter. 7-0 Galesburg.
Saw Aaron's dad, Tom, coming into the stadium.
Good.
And he got here just after we did. He must have gone to Fazoli's too.
Oh, it was good. Pitch to the right side. Dancing around. Jackson, here's a flag at the 40, and down he goes for no gain. The flag thrown behind the play about 4 yards.
I don't know that Tyler Bond was to blame on that, but it was thrown right around his feet. So I'm guessing maybe Tyler got caught on one that time.
Second Streaks penalty. This one a hold. So they'll ask Quincy if he'll want it. or do you want to decline it? If I'm them, I take it.
Yeah, that's substantial yardage.
As with the big plays we've seen already, they're talking to one of the captains out there on the field, Kendall Kendrick, and others, and still really haven't made up their mind. Or maybe they just haven't. Now they show officially hold declined.
Huh.
So a third and 10, they'll say no gain on the carry by Jackson. So second straight play of no gain, and maybe a gamble. I don't know. We'll see if they bust it for a big one. 13 plays all run so far. Fifth play of this drive that started at the Galesburg 36. Right now on the Quincy 40, a third down and 10, so no penalty. And they'll come back to the line in the wishbone. Heading it up is Caleb Ullman, the fullback. That's a nice view on this side. You can see a little bit better. They're going to give it to the second man through. Trying to find a block. He's chopped down Jackson right at the 36-yard line. A gain of four, and I say you go for it here with this field position. Jackson, it'll bring up a fourth down and six on the four-yard gain.
Yeah, Reed Cox again, that middle linebacker
He's
for
tough.
Quincy. They don't have him. They've got some real problems. He's one of their sure tacklers. And yeah, I think you're right, Mike.
Here,
if you kick this, you're kicking into the wind. I'm not sure how much you gain out of that.
Well, they took him out. They took the punter off the field. They're going. I was going to say, I saw Bond come out. So they're going to go. And they're going to use more of an offset eye, stick a guy in the right slot, a receiver wide right, one to the left. And we're going to get a pitch this time. They're going to test the side of that defense and going nowhere. A loss of about 4 yards as they tried to pitch it right side to Robert Jackson, and Quincy snuffed it out for a 4-yard loss. They'll get the ball on the 40 on downs. Kendrick, talked about him a moment ago, made a big stop for Quincy.
Get the feeling Quincy knew exactly what was coming that time. They had
so
the
they
whole team
good field
over
position.
There.
Yeah, they Galesburg tried to pitch it to the right, and Quincy had none of it. So they get it on their own 40. Good field position. Galesburg sophomores win tonight. Right up the gut to Powell. He gets about 3 or 4 yards on that carry. Shy of the 45-yard line. We'll call it the 44. And a gain of 4 seconds. Six coming up. Hand off to the fullback.
Interesting to see a Quincy team that doesn't throw the ball much for years.
Scott, actually, who carried it.
For years we've come down here and it's been an aerial show, or at least an attempt, because usually they've got mm-hmm. some wide receiver that's 6'4 and 210 is a real problem and a guy that can fling it, but this Quincy team doesn't throw it much.
Straight across, almost like a T. Merrill, a little delay. He's going to give it right up the gut, though, and not
Good
much,
job.
Maybe a yard is this time.
Spinks in there.
Yeah, Spinks and
Kenny
company.
Magruder.
As they unpile, it was Powell who had the football. Boy, that official's really standing at the 46. Yikes. Pretty good spot for them. Third and four coming up. Powell, the 2-yard gain. I didn't think he got that much. Bond, they credit with the official tackle. And the third play coming up. Quincy punted away the first time. 2:14 to go and counting first quarter. 7-0 Galesburg. They'll spread those backs up behind the quarterback, Merrill, under center. Merrill trying to get a play. He's going to run to his right, pitching it out to Scott. Scott head down, and he is going to be short of a first down. First down at the 50. And he is cut down around the 48-yard line.
A good hard run by Scott, who turned his back and tried to bull his way through. And he picked up a couple of yards until he ran into Cole Spinks and Marcus Harris there together. And it's a fourth down and two. Will we see Quincy go for it here? I doubt it.
Could here, but I doubt it too. They're bringing their punter in. Smart play. And they're using, they list Brandon White, rather Kendall Kendrick is the punter, but running out there. Well, I saw the quarterback just run out. Now they're going to stop. I saw Merrill run from the huddle back to, run from the sideline, that is, back to the huddle, indicating they were going to go. Their punter listed as Brandon White, and he is not number two. He's number seven to the quarterback, Merrill.
Well, I think if you're Quincy, you're already down 7-0.
I punted away.
And you know, they don't want to give the
They're
ball back to Galesburg. They're going for it.
They are going
Come
for
on,
it.
Come on, streaks.
Fourth and two, trying to get it across. It looks like they got it. Barely. Just gave it to the, it appeared to be DJ Powell,
yep.
And he got it right about midfield, and that's what he needed for a first down. That's their first of the game.
Powered straight ahead and got it by, maybe
Not
two
much.
Lengths of the football, tops.
He needed two, he got 2.25. And they give it to Scott again, so Scott's had 3 straight carries for 8 yards. 17 yards rushing for Quincy in the ballgame, so they've been held in check so far. First and 10 from the 50. Again, the three backs. Merrill going to give it to the second guy. He's going to run a little counter across the 45 of Galesburg. A second burst out to the Galesburg 40. That was their best run of the game that time. It was McNay's second carry of the ball game. He gets it out to the 40, a 10-yard gain. And, no, it's going to be just short. Just short. Second one in a 9-yard pickup.
Well, a strong run. He carried Bo Merritt with him there for a number of yards. Quincy fans appreciated the effort by the running back on that one.
Ball on the 41-yard line of Quincy, second and one. They're going to give it to the second guy through. He's got a first down.
That's
across
Powell.
The 35, and down he goes. Powell at the 34. So a gain of the line of scrimmage was the Galesburg 41, about 7 on that play.
Powell brought down by Tyler Ennis and Cole Spinks.
So they're getting the groove going.
Yep, they're starting to show some signs of life here, and the Silver Streaks defense needs to make a stand.
Quincy
doesn't really run a hurry-up offense, but they don't take much time. They get up there to that line in a hurry.
They really spread the three backs out, like at an angle. And they're going to give it to the second guy. This is G.W. Scott trying to get to the 30-yard line, brought down by a whole bunch of Silver Streaks at the 30 for a gain of 4 and a second and 6 coming up. Scott now with 12 yards on 4 carries.
Silver Streaks will rotate in, as they do so often on that defensive line, as Ricketts and Finley come in. Magruder checks out, as does Marcus Harris. And now we've got the end of the first quarter.
Good time for it, as Quincy got some momentum at the Galesburg 30-yard line. 7-0 Galesburg after one. Second and 6 from the Streaks 30. Quincy ball when we come back. This is Silver Streaks football on W.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing,
Breed Loves will show you the love.
Call 800-314-8337.
I heart Breed Loves.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Galesburg with a 7-0 lead after one quarter of play. A Robert Jackson 2-yard touchdown run at the 8:07 mark. Caleb Miller good on the extra points. And when Galesburg gets the ball back, Randy Sharp of Galesburg, Hungry Hobo touchdown contest, needing 7 on the board for the Streaks to win a $10 gift certificate from Hungry Hobo. And Quincy, their 8th play of this drive that began at their own 40-yard line right now at the Galesburg 30. As they've spread the wealth, 4 guys have carried the football so far: Powell, McNay, Scott, and Merrill.
Based on what we saw in the first quarter, I like the chances of some of our Hungry Hobo contest players in the other quarters of this game, as the Streaks move the ball well in that first period.
102 yards in the first quarter. And something happening as they snap the football. The officials throw the flags. The guy on our side, the near side here, saw something. And he dropped it right at the 30 of the line of scrimmage. Hopefully some movement on Quincy. Set him back about 5. That'd be nice. No, it's offsides on the Streaks. Yikes. Second penalty on the Streaks. Of course, he'll take that. Move it up to a second and 1 from the Galesburg 25. That makes it a little easier. And those are little things that add up. So we need a big play here somewhere along the line. A turnover would be great. Force a fumble. Second and 1 from the Galesburg 25. Blue Devil football. McVay, the first guy on the right side. Merrill back to pass. He's looking. Has a guy in front of him blocking for him. He's going to take off, get a first down. He's going to take a hit, though, as he does.
Drexler got him.
Drexler got him at the 24-yard line. He got the first down. But, oh, did he take a licking?
Yeah, Blue bounced back up. He enjoyed that, and I think he was talking a little bit, too. Danced back into the huddle.
Hey, it's a quarterback. I don't care what level you're playing at. So he gets it to the 20, almost the 23-yard line, a first down for Quincy. Their second of the game.
Well, the speed of Drexler Blue helped us out so much on that, because Tyler Bond slipped and fell down. He was going to contain on that play, but then when he fell down, Quincy had a chance to turn the corner, and Blue came over and gave him a shot.
This time, I'm going to go straight up the gut to the fullback. Not a lot there. It is Powell. They keep trying with Powell, and he gets out to a 23, a gain of 1, and a second and 9 coming up. Good job by the front three and helped by the linebackers of the Streaks.
Yep, Kevin Hurd, one of those front three that was right there on the tackle. Also Ryan Ricketts and, of course, as usual, Cole Spinks from the linebacker spot coming up to help out.
This is a team so far through 5 games averaging 6.4 a carry, and they have run the football now 12 times for 39 yards. So Galesburg holding them at just over 3 a carry. Galesburg on the other side, 102 yards in one quarter. You like that. But right now Quincy Uh-oh. They got Galesburg, I think, jumping that time offsides, and they're going to get the third penalty of the game. Yep, that one was obvious.
Yep, he was trying to blitz from that linebacker spot and jump the gun.
So it'll be a second down and four. Got to have discipline here now down to the Galesburg 18. Don't help him. Don't help him.
The NFL, you can get away with that as long as you get back and don't touch anybody, but Vaughn did not.
So they'll get this 10th play of the drive off eventually. It makes it a lot easier at the 11-minute mark of the first half, 7-0 streak, second down, and a long three. And they're going to go first man through again, and he's got a first down down around the 10-yard line. Powell's starting to get some strength now as Quincy, the line, doing a good job. Getting he and Powell confused. Scott is credited with the carry down to the 11, another first down just outside the 10. We'll call an 11, 7-yard pickup for Scott. Now, he's been very effective.
Quincy's been doing a better job on this drive, but the Silver Streaks have got to quit these penalties. Well, we got four so far and three on this drive. That's helping Quincy keep things moving.
Powell is the fullback in this set. They'll use a couple of slots here. Merrill, he is giving it to McVay. Slipped a man, and he's going to score. What a move off the left side. McNay got the block he was looking for. He slipped a tackler. And in he goes from 11 yards out. Quincy within one of a 10-24 mark as Alex McNay scores an 11-yard touchdown.
Quarterback Merrill did a nice job.
He sure did.
On that, too. It looked like he was going to keep it, and then he just he quickly slipped it off to G.W. Scott, who cut back inside on a seam, and nobody touched him all the way to the end zone.
So at the 10-24 mark, Quincy a chance to tie the game. Brandon White, the kicker. And something before Merrill can get the hold down as the officials notice something. And did Galesburg call a timeout? They sure did. Quincy called a timeout before the kick. Interesting. All right, we'll take it as well. 10-24 to go first half. Right now, 7-6. When we come back, Quincy either going to kick the extra point or go for two. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming, so I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for your youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
The Dr. D. Nadel Hour, weekday mornings 10 to 11 on WGIL.
An 11 play, 60-yard drive, and Quincy's Alex McNay, an 11-yard touchdown run, and this time they appear to have something settled. Brandon White to attempt the extra point. 10-24 to go first half. Quincy trying to tie this thing up, and they are going into the wind, just like Galesburg did. Merrill is the holder. He gets the football. White gets it off. Blocked by Galesburg. That is the third time a blocked extra point attempt this year by the Streaks, and they maintain the lead. 7-6. We'll step aside. Galesburg football when we come back. 7-6 Streaks. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
I'm Bill Butts. Divorce can be a disaster to the family situation, for grandparents, uncles, and aunts, as well as obviously to the children. That's why Illinois courts now favor mediation as a way of allowing the parents to work together to keep all these family relationships as intact as possible. Our office is committed to this goal.
If you're going through the complicated challenges of a divorce, turn to someone who has your family's best interests at heart. Turn to Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate the Gilson School Foundation, this week's Hometown Hundreds winner, nominated by Donna Cecil of Gilson. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Kevin Hurd, the big play on special teams. He blocks the extra point attempt by White. And Galesburg hangs on to a 7-6 lead. 10-24 to play first half. And Quincy to kick it away to the Streaks.
Kevin Hurd with the block that time on the extra point. And sometimes you think, well, it's just 1 point, but it's huge. It means another trip down the field, and you're still up 7-6. And so a big play in the game, but the Streaks need to get it back, reestablish themselves on offense like they did in the first drive.
And White kicks it away. Short kick, end over end, taken at the 33 and fumbled.
Oh goodness. No.
Fumbled the ball. Quincy's going to get it at the 36-yard line of Galesburg. That is what you can't have. They apparently knew what was going on there as they fumbled it away on the kickoff. First turnover of the ball game.
Kenny Malcolm for the Silver Streaks, not, I'm sure, expecting to ever see the football, and he got it there and could not grab it. And Quincy back in business now.
Oh, my. Well, now
Silver Streaks with
stand tall.
Remember, the coaches, Jay Barshinger, wants to talk to the officials. I don't
know if he thought it went long enough.
Or wasn't happy with, maybe he thought Quincy was offside or something, but he is animated. He is really upset about the way that play transpired.
They spot at the 35. They're still talking. I'm not sure it'll do any good. Why not try it, though?
Well, if nothing else, it gives the official food for thought. If Quincy did do something there that went undetected, next time they do that, maybe the official will be watching for it, because I don't think it's going to change anything right now.
Linus, Blue Devils will get the ball. He's still talking, Coach Jay Barshinger, to a couple of officials. The Galesburg 35 is... It'll go down as a turnover if this doesn't somehow get changed, and I don't see why it would. At the 10:24 mark, Quincy just scored a touchdown, and now with the ball back in good field position.
Coach Olson came up and said his piece after Jay had left. So, after that, Quincy fans starting to feel a little more lively. You got a feeling early in this one, Mike, when the Streaks scored that first touchdown, they could really take Quincy out of this, the fans out of this game early. They're a little surprised, but now the Devils have scored once. They've got it back on a muffed kickoff, and if they score here, it's going to be a tough night. I'm going to have to play good ball the rest of the way out when it looks like it might be kind of easy after that first drive.
So Merrill comes to the line. Galesburg, the three down lineman, the five linebackers up there, and Powell in the fullback spot. McNay, who just scored, the right halfback. He's got the football now, trying to get on the left side, and a tackle from behind, not before he gets about five. He'll spot at the 30-yard line, called a five-yard gain by McNay. Hurd made the stop for the Streaks, and Quincy a second and five coming up.
Yeah, Hurd just able to grab McNay from the back, from the shoulder pads, not a horse collar, but able to get a hold of him there and bring him down. It's a little easier to tell the Quincy players, at least with binoculars on, because they've got names on the back of their uniforms.
Sure do.
You don't see that at high school very often.
Powell and McNay there.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody moved. No flag at all. Right up the gut to Powell. He takes a pop at the 27-yard line. Gain of three. It's going to bring up a about third and three.
You can tell the one sophomore on the roster, he doesn't get his name on his back.
Right.
That's number seven, Brandon White. He was the holder for the kick.
Third and a long two for Quincy at the Galesburg 27. It's obviously two-down territory. I did see their guy White kicking field goals from 30 yards, but not into the wind. So this is four-down territory, no doubt about it. Merrill going to give it to the first guy through. He has turned back at the 25, though I think he's got the first down. We'll see if it even bars a measure.
If he crossed that line at all, he's got it.
G.W. Scott, who's been very tough for Quincy. Based on where the ball's at, he should have a first down. Scott needed three, and he got three. And they do give him the first down. Third of the game for Quincy. They have 68 yards on the ground now and 17 carries, so they're starting to pile it up a little bit. First and 10 from the, let's put it on the 25. Three backs behind Merrill. He gets up out of his stance for just a moment, gives it to the first guy through Powell. Quick handoff. Powell fights his way out to the 15-yard line. That was an impressive run. And he gets about 10.
Yeah, again, the quarterback, Mitch Merrill, is real adept at getting that ball slipped off to people without you knowing. He's not going to throw much, but he's pretty crafty back there, and you don't see a fullback get the ball and head upfield any quicker than Powell did that time. Merrill looked like he had it going to the left.
Just need a yard for a first down. Merrill's going to keep it himself, trying to roll through traffic. He will get a first down. Cuts back up a 10, inside the 5. Two missed tackles and dropped shy of the goal line. As the Quincy horn goes off, it's not a touchdown, but it's darn close. At the 2-yard line, Merrill escapes for a 14-yard gain. Wow.
Aaron Meredith and Cole Spinks, the last lines of defense for the Silver Streaks that finally made the tackle there. But this Quincy team, despite being outsized when their offense is on the field and the Galesburg defensive front is up there, they are making some openings now.
And they have it now on the 2-yard line, and it seems when Galesburg's committed a turnover, they have paid, and Quincy's trying to do that again. Foul right behind the quarterback, Merrill. Will he get it? Merrill is going to give it to the second guy through, puts his head down. Scott, it looks like. Is he in, though? He's very, very close. No official signal.
Going to mark him just short.
Just short.
And there's a flag.
G.W. Scott, the carrier. The ball is right at the goal line. Be a second goal from inside the one. And we'll see what the flag's about, though. It is
clipping.
What a huge break.
We don't see that.
Below the knees, and yeah, on a goal line play, rarely.
No.
That is huge.
You usually don't have enough time to get that low on somebody.
That is going to change things dramatically. Instead of at the 1, it's going to go back to the 11, a 10-yard penalty, and we'll take that.
Come on, defense. This is an opportunity
Absolutely.
We've needed. Let's make a stand right here.
So it's actually... No, they can't.
I was
going to
say they got to put a few more yards on this. That's a 15-yarder.
That's what I thought. Now they're getting it right. March it back all the way about the 16-yard line. So it'll be a first down and goal from the 16. And that changes a lot. Seventh play of the drive. This time they're going to try the left side and a little bit of room there. For McNay, I believe it was, across the 15, got it to the 14, and a second down coming up from the 14-yard line after a gain of 2.
Yeah, a little bit of a quick reverse there. They gave it to Scott initially, who gave it to McNay going the other way, but the Streaks defense was up to the task.
You can see a lot of the Carthage influence with this offense. It's very deceptive. They'll use some really different formations, three backs behind the quarterback, but angled. They'll use a wing. They'll use the three deep receivers, wide receivers, and then bunch it up at the line. This time, wing on the right and two behind the quarterback, Merrill under center. He's going to go back to pass this time, rolling to his right. Instead, it is a give for a touchdown. DJ Powell, they fake me out, and they fake the Streaks out as he busted in from 14 yards. Merrill rolled right, and Powell was scooting down the left side. For the touchdown, 14 yards out, and Quincy now leads 12-7. Probably will go for two.
Quincy beat you with deception.
That was a phenomenal play. That is Carthage all over again. That's the influence as the head coach Little is a Carthage guy.
And again, I sit here amazed at the way Merrill is able to disguise those plays. He's
that
a magician back
unreal.
There. You know, you figure this part of the state started off the football season pretty good. Quincy, QND, and Carthage all 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
QND about to be 6-0.
They're going for two.
They're crushing Manuel tonight.
Going for two. Merrill's going to roll it this time, trying to find the end zone. A man can get there. He can stop him. He does. Good job to get to that spot. And a fumble out of bounds, but he didn't get there. Andy Holloway motored it over and made the stop for Galesburg. The two-point conversion fails. 7:08 to play first half. Galesburg football when we come back. Quincy makes some pay. It's 12-7 Blue Devils. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
Boy, he's hurt.
A message from the National Meningitis Association.
The disease spread so quickly. Within hours, my son was dead.
My teen's arms and legs were amputated to save his life.
We didn't know teens and college students are at greater risk from meningococcal meningitis.
We learned about immunization 2 weeks after our son died.
My child did not have to die.
Health officials now recommend immunization for adolescents and college students. Call your doctor to find out about preventing meningococcal meningitis. Don't wait. Vaccinate.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime. news@wgil.com.
7:08 to play in the first half. Galesburg now down 12-7 on that kickoff fumble. DJ Powell, a 14-yard two-point conversion, failed. So the defense and the special teams, really, for Galesburg, with the exception of the fumble, of course, the blocked point after attempt on the first Quincy touchdown. And now the two-point fails. So Galesburg, with a touchdown, can take the lead back.
And quarterback Mitch Merrill for Quincy is still down over here on the sidelines. That's important to note. We'll keep an eye on that.
Not a real long one, taken at the 20-yard line, putting his head down and out to about the 29 is where Galesburg's going to get it. I wanted to say it was Jackson. I wasn't sure if it was Jackson or Olin. It is Olin, and Galesburg will get it behind the 30. Yeah, that's an interesting development with Merrill. He tried, as you mentioned, tried to reach across the goal line.
Really got blasted.
And really got hit by Holloway.
And he's been down just a a little ways from that. Now he's sitting up, and the two, the assistant coach and the trainer that have been with him, have him up. It looks like he, it looks like he just got his wind knocked out of him.
Well, it seems like a long time that Galesburg.
And he's still staggered.
Oh, he is very staggered. Galesburg going to kind of spread it out on this particular one. Carl's going to give it to Ullman up the middle, and a flag is thrown. Quincy fans are yelling, hold. Now, where did I see that flag come out? Ullman got it across the 35-yard line to the 37. What did they throw? It is a hold. I knew I saw something come out. Galesburg's going to get tagged for its fourth penalty of the game, a hold. And they'll march that thing back. So not going well after a great start. Streak's kind of stumbling around right now. A lot of mistakes. They'll mark it off from the 30. They're going to give him one and then mark it back.
Merrill's still shaking up over here on the Quincy bench. He's keep moving his neck around like maybe something up around his collarbone. But we'll just have to wait and see, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But if they got the ball back right now, I guarantee you he would not be back in the game. He's still trying to shake the effects of that big hit off.
10-yard penalty, 4 for 30 yards in the game. Galesburg with it now, a first down and 20 from about the 30-yard line. Caught the 29.
Ball on the ground.
Another fumble on the ground. It looks like Quincy has it again. Oh, my. Galesburg turnovers are killing the streaks. Quincy has the football. And I'm not sure if that was on the snap. Ullman was the guy who was supposed to get the ball, and from there a bunch of traffic, and Quincy now has it on the 18-yard line of Galesburg.
It was
the
exchange from Carl to Ullman, and they just left it laid on the ground, and the streaks were nowhere around, and Quincy pounces on it this time around. And Kendall Kendrick, who comes away with it, and this is what we could not afford to do tonight. Giving them not only turnovers, but in great field position, and the Silver Streaks defense takes a timeout. Sean Hickey trying to come out and rally the troops here to keep the Streaks within shouting distance here in the first half.
I want to thank folks at Galesburg, Lincoln Mercury Nissan, Stama Square in downtown Galesburg. Our transportation tonight just arrived. The 2010 Nissan Rogue, it's a very sporty SUV, and it's awesome on gas, 27 miles per gallon highway, over 400 miles on a tank of gas. So you can go a long way, obviously. A Consumer Digest Best Buy for 2009. Rogue prices start at $21, and you can take advantage of a $750 rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months. They have over 30 2010 Nissans due in soon, and if they don't have what you want, they will get it within 48 hours. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the Rogue, a beautiful silver 2010 Nissan Rogue. It's a beauty. Go check it out at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. We thank them very much. And
Quincy will keep Merrill out for a series. He jumped up off the bench like he wanted to go back in. The coaches said, show me a little more movement. He didn't look very convincing, and so they've got a backup in there. Looks like number 8, Casey Schuster.
Schuster then at quarterback. Same alignment with the backs. McNay on the one side trying to go to the left, and this time Galesburg's defense at timeout seemed to help because there's not going to be any gain on this particular run. DJ Powell tried to go outside. We haven't seen him do that a lot, and this time he is stuffed for no gain.
He almost got away and would have had it not been for Ryan Ricketts. He had a handle on Powell's leg and was not going to let go. And that says a lot because Powell's a strong kid.
He is.
But, of course, Ricketts got a pretty good grip there. Wasn't going to let him go.
So two first-half fumbles by the streaks. Quincy's made them pay on one of them, and they're trying to do the same at the Galesburg 18 with 6:14 to go in the first half, at 12-7 Blue Devil lead. Second guy with the football this time. It's G.W. Scott, not much speed, trying to get back across the 20 to the line of scrimmage. He's going to get gang-tackled. G.W. Scott, a gain of 1, 3rd and 9 coming up from the Galesburg 17. Well, tried to go test the outside on the left side, now the right side, just nothing there.
And how important is the quarterback in this? Because you could clearly tell on those two plays that the handoffs, he bumped into the running back both times.
Good point.
It's not nearly as smooth as when Merrill is in there, and the Silver Streaks taking advantage of that.
Well, we felt the pain last week.
Yep.
And it's going to take a few breaks after you commit turnovers. They are
up. Oh, Merrill's back in now.
So one play, and two plays, and he's back in. 3rd and 9 from the 17-yard line. Need a stop here by the defense. Merrill, he is passing this time. Looks out to his left. He has G.W. Scott out in the flat. Now they're trying to get him chased down. Cannot catch him. And he is putting his head down across the 5, still spinning near the goal line. And it's short of a touchdown. He just blazing speed on the left side. Little pass on the flat. Misdirection play. The defense bit. And G.W. Scott got a huge gain out of it. First down, number 5 for Quincy, and a big pass play. Well, all the way down to the 3-yard line, a 14-yard gain.
It was a good time to put it in the air for the first time, and they got Scott out there, and the only one near him was Ryan Ricketts. And Ryan, for as good a football player, there's no way he can match speed with Scott, who just went right around him and towards the end zone.
On the Galesburg 3 now. Merrill with it, giving it to the first guy through, and he is in for a touchdown. 5:01, mark of the first half, and Quincy on the board again. An 18-7 Blue Devil lead, a 3-yard run. Powell and Quincy starting to pull away from this mistake-prone Gilt Silver Streaks, a 3-yard touchdown run and an 18-7 lead. Now will they kick it or go for two? 5:01 mark of the first half.
Looks like they're lined up to kick.
Miller the kicker. Merrill the holder. He comes in, they get a touchdown. The ball is low, and it just barely got to the bar, but no good. So they have failed on all their extra point attempts, and Galesburg still very much in it. Quincy special teams not getting it done from the kicking side. 5:01 to go, first half, 18-7. Quincy back in a moment. This is Silver Streak Football on WGIL.
Hi, I can't come to the phone right now because I'm abusing my children, not just verbally, but physically. I'll get back to you.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children. All calls are anonymous and confidential, so call 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts. Brought to you by Child Help and the Ad Council.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Three plays, 18 yards, and off of two fumbles, Quincy has scored 6 points in the lead now, 18 unanswered, 18-7, 5:01 to play in the first half. And Galesburg shell-shocked right now, no doubt about it. The turnovers have been their undoing. Short field for Quincy. Here's a squib kick. And it is taken at the 31-yard line, putting his head down for the Streaks. D. Dorich trying to hang on to the ball. So now it gets in your head. There's no doubt about it. Galesburg's going to have it at the 34-yard line to begin this drive.
Pretty big drive right now for the Silver Streaks. We got 5 minutes to go in this half. And after looking like they were going to be a dominant physical force in this ball game in their first drive, taking a 7-0 lead, they have done nothing but self-destruct since that time. Defense has been on the field almost all the time after a fumbled kickoff and a fumbled play on the first snap from scrimmage last possession. We need to see the Streaks get it going here.
Galesburg this time, another botched play, and Quincy is on the verge of scoring again.
Just gave him the ball.
Lost it again.
Josh Weisenberger nearly ran it in the end zone. I don't think that ball ever hit the ground.
It didn't.
Look like Weisenberger just stole it from somebody and headed the other way and got clear down to the 3.
I am stunned.
That's awful.
Absolutely stunned. I have never seen anything like it. They are getting the football. Oh, my.
They always have
Galesburg
kind of
13.
Weird games at Quincy, but this isn't weird. This is just bad.
I just can't believe it. Fumbled it during the snap somewhere and a 13. They're getting it at the 13, and this time finding the end zone. You know it, DJ Powell. 4:44 to go in the first half, and Quincy starting to blow out Galesburg because of mistakes. Third fumble of the game, third touchdown off a fumble. Powell's third of the game, 24-7 Blue Devils.
Well, I was told if you can't say something good, don't say anything at all, so I'm going to be kind of silent for a minute here. That's about as bad as it gets, the last three attempted possessions by the Silver Streaks tonight.
His third touchdown of the game, this one from 13 yards out, and there's only so much you can have your defense do, and at this point, it's come unglued. No doubt about it, and this is where it's tough. They're going to go for two, three receivers to the right, and a single back behind the quarterback. Merrill back to pass. He's going to float it in the end zone left side, trying to make a play on it, and knocking it down is the free safety. or rather a needle in the cornerback. So the two-point conversion again fails. That's like a broken record, and so are the turnovers. Three fumbles, three touchdowns for Quincy. They lead at 24-7, 4:44 to go first half. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Dad, remember beans and hot dogs for breakfast?
Huh?
Well, whenever Mom would go out of town, you make the same thing over and over for breakfast. Beans and hot dogs.
What? I don't remember that. Anyway, what kind of dad makes beans and hot dogs for breakfast?
You did. And I loved it.
You never know which moments will be the ones they remember forever. So take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
And for Quincy, a one-play, 13-yard drive. DJ Powell is third touchdown of the game. Quincy in charge, 24-7. Galesburg scored a touchdown on their first drive, lost the ball on downs in their second, and they have fumbled the ball three straight possessions, and Quincy has made them pay every single time, and they lead it 24-7. It's not bleeding, it's gushing. The only light at the end of the tunnel is Quincy has committed, has just not been able to convert on point after attempts or two-point conversions. 0-for-2 on kicks and 0-for-2 on two-point conversions.
Yeah, they left 4 points on the field, but at this point it doesn't look like it's going to matter if the Streaks don't get their act together here. Unusual for Quincy to have kicking problems. Normally that's a pretty solid part of their game. They like the Silver Streaks have got a soccer player kicking. They usually do the same thing here at Quincy. They've got such a great soccer program. A lot of kids with good legs, but not this year's team.
And again, they squib it. They're just making it hard on Galesburg, and they may, I don't think that ball went 10 yards, but they're going to get the ball again if this stands.
Well, it
they're just kicking it into the dirt and trying to make Galesburg pick it up, and Galesburg can't do it.
Yep.
They've got it again at Quincy's sideline, going wild.
Yeah.
Turnover on the Streaks on the kick. And this is just the most unbelievable thing I have ever seen in my life.
That time they kicked it right at, well, let's see, Matt Kohler for the Streaks or Matt Taylor, both up front. Neither one of them could find it. And Quincy just clearly more aggressive, and the Silver Streaks going to take a timeout to try and talk their defense into making a stop here so they still have a whisper of a chance. Before halftime, we still got 4:42 to go. This could be three of the quickest touchdowns I ever saw.
I don't know whether they saw something on tape, and they said kick it to the guys up front because they're, you know, they'll hit you, but they can't grab the ball. They've done this early. They did it fairly early in the game. They've not, other than the opening kickoff, did they actually kick it off the tee deep into the end zone, and Galesburg couldn't run it back. But every other time, other than the punt, they have kicked it in the dirt.
I think a lot of it's just that wind, Mike. I think, you know, they had it with them on the first kickoff. Since then, in fact, it's even picked up. I look at that flag out there now, and it is just blowing a gale. I think they figure, well, if we put any air underneath of it, it isn't going to go very far, so let's just try and nail it hard and low, knock it off of somebody, and they did again that time as the Silver Streaks front line just, I don't know, they're unprepared. They were just unable to grab the ball.
Right.
And so Quincy in shape to,
wow,
to go ahead and ice this game, I think, if they go ahead and score here again before halftime. And I think that's the reason the Streaks took a timeout was coaching staff probably thinking, well, if we could finally get it together and hang on to the football, there might still be a fighting chance. But if Quincy takes it in again here,
they got it on the 46-yard line. They're going to go straight up the gut. Powell's been the guy of the game. I say Powell, and Scott will see him unpile. A lot of Streaks there. Yeah, it was Powell, and tackled with a vengeance.
Yep, Spinks, Hawkinson, band of others.
Gain of 2, second down and 8 from the Galesburg 44 on the 2-yard pickup by Powell. He's got 12 carries and 58 yards. Quincy now with 128 on the ground. Galesburg started the quarter with 102 yards on the ground. They have 101. They've just not been able to do anything on offense with the fumbles. Can't get it. This time Merrill gives it to the deep back. He puts his head down. It's G.W. Scott. Got a second burst across the 40 out to the 43. Make that the 37 of Galesburg. He picked up about 7 yards. It'll bring up a third and short. Scott now with 31 yards on the ground.
A little bit of a late block at the end of that play on Kelly Hawkinson, pushed him over backwards, and he got up fighting mad, but his teammates came over and got him to cool down a little bit. Didn't need that penalty.
Well, spotted on the 37, a third down and a long 2 for Quincy. 3:30 to go in the first half, and they're in charge 24-7. Three backs. McNay, one of them. He has a touchdown. Powell, the fullback. He has three. Under center, Merrill. They get the play off. They're going to give it to Powell, trying to get outside. That's one thing he's not been able to do, and it'll be a fourth down coming up because it's probably a loss of at least one.
Ryan Ricketts just blew through there.
Tyler Bond, it looked like, got up pretty slow, but he's kind of wincing in pain. They brought it back to the 39, a loss of two and a fourth and about five coming up. They'll probably go. And 2:50 and counting. The clock is winding down. They're going to go for it, I believe. 24-7 lead. And a fourth and four coming up. Trying to make a stop here. Gillsburg's linebackers pinching up, and Gillsburg pointing at Quincy, and others thought maybe
right.
Gillsburg moved. We'll find out who did it.
I think Quincy's sole purpose that time was just trying to draw the silver streaks off. I think somebody gave a little head nod on there on the Quincy line. This should go against the Blue Devils.
It is. They'll march it back five, and maybe that'll change their mind, and they'll punt it with the five-yard penalty. We'll bring up a fourth down at about nine. A legal procedure, the official call.
Well, so the timeout.
Seems
Silver
to calm
Streaks
down
took,
a little bit.
Yeah, that apparently did some good because
they
the
just
Streaks
put a
defense.
Drive together and hang out of the ball. I know they could score.
But this time it's going to come with maybe 2 minutes left and probably the length of the field to go unless we get a big punt return or a punt block here.
They'll punt it away. Kendrick is their punter, Kendall Kendrick. He lets it fly. He had a big booming punt earlier. Got it away around the 44. This one a very short punt. Gillsburg says, get the heck away from that thing. They'll down it at the 20. So that one a punt of about 31 yards. And Gillsburg will get it with 2:07 to go in the first half. And down 24-7. First punt in a while for Quincy.
Well, at this point, you get so gun-shy, I'm just hoping we don't turn it over again before halftime. We need to be thinking offensively, like, let's find a way to score.
Right.
But after the debacle of this first half, you just want to hang on to it. The defense, I'm sure, happy to get a little rest over there. They've been on the field outside of that opening drive by the offense. They've been on the field almost the entire first half.
Four straight fumbles. And they're going to go this time kind of simple play up the gut to the fullback. It's going to get a gain of maybe three on that, a second and seven coming up. Ullman, a three-yard pickup, nothing fancy. He had the big 44-yard breakout and really hasn't had much chance to touch the ball since. Now they say Jackson, the ball carrier, as soon as I say that. Jackson, 16 yards on the ground, not much going on for him. Had one called back earlier with a hold. So second down and seven from the 23-yard line. A minute 32 to go in the first half. Wishbone formation. Carl going back to pass this time as a man open threw it at his shoe tops. Is it a catch at the 30-yard line? Incomplete. It's just not a very good pass, I'll be honest.
Yep.
It was right at his feet, and he was wide open.
Yep, Ullman was out there. He was right at the first down marker, so it's up a little higher. We probably got ourselves a first down, but like you said, Mike, really almost impossible to catch. And that's throwing with the wind.
1:25 to go first half, Quincy. A disastrous first half for Galesburg. Thank goodness they've got time to get the ship righted. And down 17, 24-7.
No,
honestly, when you fumble four times, it could be worse.
It's
I'm trying not to be an optimist.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
You know, the way we went down and scored, though, on that first possession, if
that's
told
what's
me
got
we'd
me
be
going.
Sitting here looking at the scoreboard, what it says now, I'd have said, no
I'm
way.
Stunned. Galesburg with a third down and seven. Nothing fancy. They're going to just kind of go up the gut with it to the 25-yard line.
Yeah.
24 even, a gain of one, it looks like. Ullman, fourth down coming up.
And again, I think they're playing just the way we're feeling, like, oh, we just got to hang on to the ball. We can't afford to turn it over, which we can't, but now you're down 24-7. You got to make some things happen, but it's not going to come in this first half, as now it's fourth down and seven, and we'll have to kick it back to Quincy, and it's not inconceivable that the Blue Devils could knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Although the Streaks, with the wind at their back, we should be able to get a pretty good foot into this kick.
I believe it'll be Bond. And they're going to let this, the clock stopped. Quincy took a timeout, so we'll hang on to it here. 1:16 to go in the first half. What started out as a very promising first half for Galesburg, a 9-play, 80-yard drive. Robert Jackson, a 2-yard touchdown run, has been rough going since, to say the least. And they'll try and figure it out at halftime, down hopefully only 17. 24-7. Quincy will come out of their timeout and take the field. Galesburg will punt it away and try and get a stop here.
Yeah, for the Quincy coaching staff, they'll have a little job at halftime, too, trying to convince their guys that, hey, it's not going to maybe be quite as easy in the second half unless we get given four more gifts. So there'll still be an opportunity for Galesburg maybe early in that third quarter to reestablish themselves in the game. But, boy, it's been tough so far.
McNay, one of the deep byes. Woo, that about got blocked as Bond got it off across the 45, across the 40. Takes a Galesburg bounce all the way back to the 35-yard line. That turned out to be a pretty darn good punt by the time he got that thing away. It goes about 45 yards. Not too shabby out of Bond. So take what positives we can in the possession here. Quincy, a first and 10 coming up off the Galesburg punt. And they'll have it at the nose now. They move it up to the 36. Cannot give up a score. That's all there is to it. Got to stop it right here. Quincy's dominated the second quarter, dominated really in every way. Second guy gets the football, trying to get off the left side and not going anywhere. Maybe a gain of two.
Yeah, McNay wrestled down over there by Meredith, and Bond, and Hawkinson, and Spinks, all there on the tackle.
So a second down and eight as we are under 50 seconds to play in the first quarter. Quincy leading 24-7. And they are not stopping the clock.
Big
Monmouth
game.
Leading Orion, according to a score I have, 24-22.
Really?
With 4 minutes left in the first half.
Wow, that's Crump's a wild
team
one.
Is pulling a stunner right now.
Well, they did last week, too, I
thought.
They
sure did. They're playing well right now. Merrill pitches it out to the right side. G.W. Scott hit right away. Nice pursuit by Galesburg's Andy Holloway coming out of his defensive back position to lay a hit on G.W. Scott, who got it out to the 43-yard line, a gain of five, and that will probably be the last play, but they will rush it to the line if they have to. They don't appear in a big hurry to do that. That's going to be the end of, thank goodness, a rather disastrous second quarter and a first half that could have been worse. Four Galesburg turnovers, and they trail 24-7. The halftime is brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back in the game. Quincy 24, Galesburg 7. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Stability, especially these days, is a good thing. And there are some things in this world that we should always be able to count on. Family to love us, food to nourish us, a home to comfort us, and good health to ensure everything else matters. That's where OSF St. Mary Medical Center comes in. Since 1909, we've been a vital part of Galesburg and the communities we serve. OSF St. Mary isn't going anywhere, but with constant medical advances, we're always moving forward. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital, right here in Galesburg, for 100 years and counting.
Did you know for $12 a month you can have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by John Herman and Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly Wachovia. Together, we will go far. Tonight, cloudy skies, rain, low around 45. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of rain, high 52, low 40. Sunday, sunny, high of 62. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low 46. And Monday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 65, low 52. Right now, it is 49 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks football continues with a Galesburg Orthopedic Services Halftime Report. Brought to you by Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game. The station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks football. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at Quincy, it is all Blue Devils at this point, and a lot of mistakes by Galesburg. Obviously, the four fumbles, a killer, but also a killer. Penalties hurt, too. Four penalties for 30 yards in the first half, and then the four fumbles, and they get themselves against the wall as Quincy scored on every one of those four fumbles and made Galesburg pay. Galesburg shut Quincy out in the first quarter, and then Quincy returned the favor in the second quarter. Things started out very well. Four of the streaks, in fact, they got the ball first in the ball game. Quincy on a good kickoff got the ball beyond the end zone, and Galesburg started on their own 20-yard line. A nice long play with a 44-yard run by Caleb Ullman mixed in there. Another nice long run by Drexler Blue mixed in there. And then finally, as they got it down to the 2-yard line, Robert Jackson did the rest. We may see Blue with it again. Jackson's in there as well in the backfield. Carl under center. 2-yard line, 8:11 to go. Carl this time is going to give it to the second man through. Is it Jackson?
It is.
Jackson and a touchdown for the streaks from 2 yards out. Galesburg at the 8:07 mark of the first quarter. They have already matched their Western Big 6-point total in a matter of just under 4 minutes against Quincy as they're on the board. 6-0 at the 8:07 mark. Caleb Miller the extra point, and Galesburg looking good at that part of the game. 7-0 with quite a ways to go in the first quarter, and Quincy would, on their first possession, a three and out with a punt. And then on their second possession, which was in the second quarter, Galesburg in the first quarter, 102 yards on the ground, playing well. Quincy put a nice drive together as they got the ball on their own 40 in a one-play drive, capped off by a big touchdown run. He is giving it to McVay, slipped a man, and he's going to score. What a move off the left side. McNay got the block he was looking for. He slipped a tackler. And in he goes from 11 yards out. Quincy within one of a 10-24 mark as Alex McNay scores an 11-yard touchdown. And the point after attempt by Brandon White blocked by Kevin Hurd. And at that point, Galesburg maintained a 7-6 lead. And then the roof caved in. A kickoff. Galesburg fumbled it. Quincy got the football back. On the 35-yard line of Galesburg, ran eight plays, a 35-yard drive. D.J. Powell, a 14-yard touchdown run. They went for two, didn't get it. And at that point, it was 12-7 Quincy, 7:08 to go in the first half. 2 minutes and 7 seconds later, after Galesburg's offense was unable to get much going, they gave the ball back on downs, fumbled a kickoff, and Quincy then put together a drive on the Galesburg 18-yard line, and D.J. Powell on the third play of the drive from 14 yards out scored. They went for two. Nothing there. D.J. Powell again off of a Galesburg fumble at the 5:01 mark, a 3-yard run. Point after attempt was unsuccessful, and it was 18-7. And then right after that, a fumbled kickoff, the fourth fumble and slash turnover of the game. Two on kickoffs, two in the set offense. Led to D.J. Powell scoring from 13 yards out. And again, they go for two and did not make it. Opponents have not converted a two-point, not made good on a two-point conversion this season against Galesburg. Now 0 of 7 and extra points, 3 of 9. So kicking and extra points in that have not been to the success of the opposition, although they do get the 6 on the board. So they leave at least 4 points out on the field. That made it 24-7. And Galesburg then forced Quincy, after the Blue Devils got it on the Galesburg 46, a three and out. Galesburg then forced to punt on three, just simple run plays up the middle, trying to hang on to the football. Quincy ran one play at the end of the first half, and that was when the clock expired. And, of course, they maintain a 24-7 lead. Quincy with a couple of penalties in the ballgame for 20 yards, and again, Galesburg 4 for 30, and then the 4 turnovers, really a killer. So Quincy outscoring Galesburg 24-0 after Galesburg scored all those points coming in the second quarter. So a lot of work for Galesburg to do in the second half, and it will be Quincy football when they eventually do get it going as the band, all of us out here freezing cold. We're a little better off in the booth. Get some wind protection, but down on the field it is very windy out of the west, and the band doing its best to keep the folks here entertained as they're very happy on the Quincy side. We'll take
just going to say the Quincy band, always one of the best we see. Their music department down here is just fabulous. The whole annex they have for the drama, for the arts, for the music, and it shows with the Quincy band performance every time we come down here. And yeah, everybody smiles on the home side here. Quincy having a pretty easy go of it. But again, look at that scoreboard. If we can get the first score of the second half, maybe we can climb back in this thing. But keep in mind, Quincy gets the kickoff. They kicked off to us to start the game, so we'll have to return the favor and give them the ball to open the second half. And I'm glad I'm not Wes Olsen trying
I'm glad I'm not in that locker room.
Figure out what I mean, what do you say? I mean, it's not, I guess you can't really fault the lack of effort. I can't say I've been trying, but
gotta
just,
concentrate.
Oh, my goodness.
Gotta concentrate. It's one of those deals that this is a timing game, and whether it be the snap, whether it be on kickoffs, I think Quincy maybe surprised him on one, maybe not. Maybe you're right. It was the wind and a situation where guys up front, they're not accustomed to, it's not your hands team out there on a regular kickoff. So maybe they saw something, maybe not. Maybe it was just a flukish thing, but whatever the case may be. Weird things you said have happened here, and weird things can happen in the second half. I am not convinced that this Quincy defense can stop Galesburg if they can play their game and not have to worry about turning the ball over and get the ball, get into their offense and run it like they did on that first possession. I don't know if Quincy's defense is that bad as they showed on the first possession where Galesburg walked all over them, but I can't fathom that Galesburg's speed can't be a factor in this game. But, man, you got to get the ball, and you're asking the defense to do a really tall task. It's going to go as a 20. It's kind of like an ERA giving up pitcher giving up unearned runs in a way. I mean, you know, they're stuck with the football. The defense on Quincy's headed on the 35 of Galesburg, the 18 of Galesburg, the 13 of Galesburg, and the 46 of Galesburg, not to mention other field position of their own 40 and their own 36. And the defense obviously doing what it can, and this is kind of going to hurt the average, so to speak. But in a game like this, you're fighting for survival, and you got to do the little things before you can get the offense in gear. But it's not out of the question by any means. 24-7. Take a break. Come back with more in the halftime. Look at some stats. This is Silver Streaks Football.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand-select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever starts here.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate the Gilson School Foundation, this week's Hometown Hundreds winner, nominated by Donna Cecil of Gilson. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Back at Quincy, the Blue Devils leading 24-7, 5-0. Galesburg at 2-3. I have to come out with a vengeance in the second half, concentrate, take care of the football. A lot of action, of course, around the area. Regional report brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Our thanks to Mac Monmouth Roseville with 4 minutes to play in the second quarter, leading state-ranked and undefeated Orion 24-22. And, of course, got scores to pass along. We are more than happy to get them. And folks, by way of text messaging and other means, can let me know. And I'm always happy to let the folks know listening what's happening tonight. A lot of Abingdon celebrating homecoming tonight, playing Cambridge. Commandos at 2-3, Cambridge 0-5, Abingdon 2-0 in the Northeast Division. Galva Williamsfield at Lewistown, Indians 4-1, Galva Williamsfield at 1-4. Undefeated United hosting 3-2 A&R. Good ball game, I'm sure, there. North Fulton hosting Mercer County in Cuba. West Central at Stark County. West Central winless. Stark County a 4-win season so far, and certainly more to come out of Jade Nord's team. He's got them playing well, and he does every year. Knoxville going for a postseason berth at 5-0, hosting winless West Prairie in Bushnell Prairie City Avon. Tough task tonight at home against undefeated Pittsfield. And from the Major League Baseball circuit, wondering, of course, what St. Louis is doing. They're beating Milwaukee 6-1 in the middle of the sixth inning. And Arizona beat the Cubs tonight 12-3. And the White Sox, boy, they're helping Minnesota out. They blew out Detroit 8-0. Detroit-Minnesota locked in a battle, a two-game lead for Detroit going into that game against the White Sox. They got beat 8-0. I'm looking for the Minnesota score, and they are winning big time. 10-1 in the top of the fifth inning. So that's the only race to be decided in terms of a postseason spot. Minnesota and Detroit fighting it out, looks like.
Minnesota will be down just one game to Detroit in the American League Central when this night is over. The other race, so to speak, who's going to win the National League West? And right now, the Dodgers and the Colorado Rockies.
They'll play late.
They'll play late tonight. You're right. It is a the latest one on the dock at 9:10 our time. And the Dodgers with a slim lead over Colorado. Colorado in, the LA Dodgers in, and at stake the National League West title. Back with more on the halftime. Streaks got some work to do. Down to Quincy, 24-7. Back with more. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist Drs. Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, attorneys at law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Galesburg High School football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography at 193 West Main Street in Galesburg. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Quincy on top of Galesburg, 24-7 at the half. Let's take a look at the numbers while we have a minute. Jim making the long trek down on the field from the high rise that we're in here at Quincy. The halftime numbers brought to you by OSF. St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years. And counting Quincy, just one pass play in the game for 14 yards, 31 rushing attempts for 140. So obviously, simple math there, 154 yards, 32 plays run in the first half for the Blue Devils. The Silver Streaks, obviously, with all the fumbles, not able to get many plays off. They ran 9 in their first possession and ran 12 after that. 20 running attempts for 108 yards. That's nice. That's better than 5 yards a carry. One pass attempt for Jared Carl at the feet of Nate Olin on the right side. So 108 yards for Galesburg in the first half, and Quincy again with 154. So not a lot of yards in the first half as Quincy and the Galesburg defense. The Quincy offense with short field with the turnovers in the first half, and Galesburg trying to find a way to keep that defense fired up, and it's getting cold, and these hits are going to hurt a little bit more, and that works for both sides of the football, no doubt about it. Long locker room visit, as you would think, for the Streaks as they finally are making their way out on the field. Interesting to see what Jay Barshinger has to say if he eventually makes his way out. They'll stick another 3 minutes on the clock here with the final seconds ticking down. The teams come out to give him another 3 minutes, and we'll see what the offensive coordinator has to say. Can't be too difficult. It's a matter of hanging on to the ball. And the other thing is, not sure if it's a miscommunication issue, if it's Quincy's strategy. Not, either way, it's all resulted in some lost footballs for the Streaks and 4 touchdowns scored by Quincy in the process, making the most of those turnovers. Jim Lee down on the field with Coach Jay Barshinger, and we'll go ahead and do it now.
All right, well, thanks, Mike. On the field with Jay Barshinger, and obviously it had to be a tough discussion in the locker room at halftime.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the thing we pressed upon the guys, it couldn't be much worse. Penalties, turnovers, big plays against us, you know, all that stuff's behind us. You know, we're fortunate to be in the position we're at right now, having that bad of a half. So the good news is it can't be any worse.
The one play on the, I think, the first onside kick or the first fumble, you had a beef with that. What was your thought?
I had a huge beef with that, that the ball hit our player, and the official blew the whistle, blew the ball dead. He muffed it. They recovered the ball. Well, that's an inadvertent whistle, and my beef was there was an inadvertent whistle. He said it was simultaneous that the guy fell, and as soon as he muffed it, I had a huge disagreement with that.
Outside of the kickoffs, the fumbles we had from scrimmage, how do you cure that? Is that just an exchange thing, or what's happening there?
Yeah, both of those were exchange things, both fumbles. You know, I'm not really sure. One time Jared tried to change his mind and pull on the read and pulled a little too late. The other one, I'm not sure. Just hit Caleb in the arm and fumbled. You know, those things you run hundreds of times in practice, and, you know, it didn't go. We you know, there's no right answer to fix that.
Yeah. The kids seem a little shell-shocked, do you think, the way this thing transpired?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's the thing we try to sell to them, that, you know, it couldn't be much worse. It was a terrible half. We're still in this ball game. Let's come out and play hard like we know we can. Things are going to be fine for us.
That first drive was beautiful.
It really was, and we need to do that same thing again. You know, penalties killed that second drive. We turned the ball over and downs, and then fumbles after that kind of killed us.
All right, thanks for stopping by, Jay.
All right, thank you.
That's Jay Barshinger, the offensive coordinator. No surprises there, as we expected, you know, exchanges and just mistakes. You got to play mistake-free football in the half to have success. The interview brought to you by attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Second half kickoff is coming up next. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
The average adult can hold their breath for just over a minute. Enter McDonald's new Angus Third Pounders with juicy 100% Angus beef and exquisitely prepared toppings like crispy bacon and sautéed mushrooms. Savoring one properly cannot be accomplished in less than 17 minutes. Make no mistake, at some point, you're going to have to breathe. Angus Axiom Number 8, awaited with bated breath. Savor one of three new Angus Third Pounders. Only at participating McDonald's.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back at Quincy, the whistle has gone off, and we'll see what happens here in the second half. Players are superstitious. Coaches are superstitious. I'm superstitious. I'm using a pencil. I haven't used it all season. The yellow pencil. I have since broken that pencil. I will never use it again. It will never be used by anyone again. And I've gotten out the trusty red pencil, and not red lead, but red in color, and this is going to make all the difference in the world.
Well, red usually means negative, but maybe not.
Means red hot. Red hot. Just what's going to happen here.
Well, I was down on the field long enough to really appreciate
you were blue
the press
now.
Box because it's
windy. I can't put any more clothes on.
Ooh,
I mean, I'm about to go take some from the corner, some flags and stuff to wrap up in. So Quincy's going to get it first here in the second half. Boy, I'm glad I brought this sweatshirt. My goodness.
I'm glad the little bit of trickle of light rain we had when we got here quit. So that's
what I was worried about. The real feel on, as we're looking at AccuWeather, was, about 9 o'clock right here, about 44 degrees. And by the time the game was over, it was going to dip down to 40, not the temperature, but the real feel.
And the field isn't nearly as wet tonight as last week's
game. Looks good.
That wind has, if there was any moisture on the grass, it's dried it out.
So Quincy, kickoff is made. They take it from the 5-yard line and trying to find a little running room for Quincy. The guy returning it out to the 27-yard line. He's driven out of bounds. A couple of tacklers there for Galesburg. And what, a late flag?
Yep.
Unbelievable. Now getting up last for Galesburg's Kelly Hawkinson. He gets credit for the tackle. I don't know whether he yanked on somebody or vice versa, but at the 32-yard line or 33, a flag, Sean Hickey comes out to find out what happened. And we're going to find out momentarily here. Just underway in the second half, and that's not a way to start the half if that's on the streaks. It was in front of the Quincy sideline, driven out of bounds. And Merrill goes out, and it's on Galesburg. Yikes.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Just can't do it. I know they're frustrated.
Well, especially first play of the half, and that was the one thing Jay told us at halftime. You know, obviously you got to get rid of the fumbles and the penalties, and we start off this one with a 15-yard penalty.
So they're going to have excellent field position again, and you just can't say defense. You got to hold them, you know, so many times. Of course, they didn't. I don't know if it was Kelly when he was down or what happened exactly, but you could see it was something after the tackle, obviously. So they're going to get the ball all the way out to the 43, Quincy's own 43, as they start the second half. 140 rushing yards in the first half. They had 32 plays to Galesburg's 21.
Well, the thing that really has impressed me about, you know, we heard about Powell coming in, but they really do a nice job of mixing it up with Scott and McNay.
They're all good.
They've done a real nice job. And, of course, again, their quarterback does a great job disguising the plays.
And he did right there. He gave it to the fullback, but you'd swear Scott coming off the other side was going to get it. Instead, it's maybe a one-yard gain by Powell up the gut, and that is what's going to happen. DJ Powell, second down and nine, as he got his 57th yard of the game on 14 carries, and he's going to get a work. And he is very highly touted, and rightfully so. I've been very impressed with him. So second play of the drive, just underway in the second half, 24-7. Quincy, a brand new half, and that's a good thing. And this time, give it to the second guy. Powell's going to get it again, and he is wrapped up. One, two, three streaks, driving back behind the 44-yard line. It's going to be no gain.
I think it was Bo Merritt who finally got it.
Merritt blew through there. In fact, he's going to lose one. Third and 10 coming up from the 43. Great job. Pond also in there to make that stop, and Powell is denied. So the defense coming up right now with that mistake. They'll see if they can erase it. A third and 11 from the 43. 10, 48 and counting in the third quarter, and Quincy a 17-point lead.
Well, and you would think the Blue Devils would be due to make a mistake here at some
Absolutely.
Point, wouldn't you?
No doubt about it. They're going to show shotgun for the first time here out of this. Going to make one man, McVay, is going to be an option out of the shotgun, pitching it to McNay. He is drilled and drilled again. The second man cleaned it up for Galesburg. That was Bo Merritt. Two solid plays by Merritt. The spread option there did not get Galesburg out of whack. Fourth and 10, no gain on that play.
Holloway
was the first guy there, and Merritt cleaned it up. Holloway has made two really solid plays on defense tonight, as McNay was denied that time. So good stand by the defense.
Blue Devils will have to kick it away and kick it into that wind.
Third punt of the game for Quincy. They've gotten off a 53-yarder and a 31-yarder.
Jackson and Olin, as usual, back for the
Silver
Streaks.
Jackson's due to bust one on a special teams play as well.
Both standing at about the 25.
Getting the kick away from the 25. It's a line drive in the air taken by Jackson at the 20. And he's going to test the right side. He's wrapped up shy of the 30. It's going to be around the 28. Galesburg is going to get this football.
Blake Gennebacher, tackle for solo tackle for the Blue Devils. Nice special teams play for them to bring down Jackson after just a couple of yards of return.
45-yard punt. A lot of good punts today out of Quincy. Their kicking game isn't very good tonight, but their punting game has been very solid. Officially spotted at the 29-yard line for the Silver Streaks to start their first drive of the second half. Let's see if they can get something going quick. Start it off like they did the game. And they'll come out in the slot formation. Carl under center. He'll send Jackson in motion. He's going to get the pitch on the right side. Cuts it back. Spins off one guy. And gets around one more, but not enough to get anything. Same play it seemed like earlier. He lost one guy, and then a swarm of Quincy Blue Devils in there to make that stop.
Reed Cox leading the way again. That linebacker, he does a nice job. Good tackler all over the field.
Flag here. And, boy, it'd be insult to injury. He'd probably decline this because it looks like it's going to be a loss of about 3 yards. If you're Quincy, that is. I don't know what they would have done defensively on that, but we'll see. It's on Galesburg. Unsportsmanlike conduct, second penalty of the game for the Streaks. They've got to quit it.
They have just lost.
They've lost control.
Because this is not
after a great defensive stand. You can't do that.
Yeah, well, and this team, it's not been a problem for this team this year. I mean, not so much they've had some penalties, but any of this unsportsmanlike nonsense, that's been one of the things that I think, coaching staff's been very proud of.
Absolutely, no doubt.
And the wheels have come off tonight. And we thought maybe opening the second half it would be better. And while we did get a defensive stand, we've had two bonehead 15-yard penalties. And this ball is going to get marched clear back inside our 10.
The 10-yard line. So it's going to go as a 4-yard loss to add insult to injury. Then you lose 19 yards essentially on this play. My goodness. First and a mile. 9:32 to go in the third quarter.
Well, again, you
60 yards in penalties.
You want to be aggressive if you're down 24-7 on offense, but we're backed up so far right now. Again, you're just hoping we don't turn it over again.
So first, it's going to be second because they will count the play for the 4-yard loss. It's going to be second down and 28, all the way back to the 10.
They're taking a long time to.
Yeah, they are.
I guess they had to go explain it a little
more.
Yeah,
they counted the loss plus the 15. So Actually, it was an 18-yard loss on the play, not 19. Jackson in motion. This time, Carl's going to give it straight ahead. Just nothing there.
Yep, he ran into big defensive tackle Jordan Huber, 6'1", 240. And Carl couldn't get a – I don't think he got a yard out
he
of
didn't.
That.
He was right back to the line. He had a 19-yard carry to for his only carry of the game prior to that. So a third and 28 from the 10 coming up. Not many 28-yard plays in the old playbook, especially when the passing game has been nothing. And Wynn to deal with under 9 minutes to go, third quarter. 24-7 Quincy, a good defensive stand by Galesburg, and then they shoot themselves in the foot on offense. Two unsportsmanlike penalties in a three-minute period. And Carl's going to run a delay, and they're going to lose more. Wow. Five-yard loss, back to the five-yard line and a fourth, and boy, this puts Bond in a really tough spot punting the football. Tried to give it to Aaron Meredith, and he's like, thanks a lot. Gave him it was a delay to Meredith up the middle, and he just took a shot.
The big kid, Huber at 240, and plus he had a little help from defensive end Nick Dolman on that. And it's a good thing we don't have another player, too. We might end up taking a safety. Let's just
could
kick
be.
It.
Back to the six-yard line, and Quincy's going to get unbelievably good field position out of this. Bond at the back of the end zone. You can at least get them on their 30. You almost have to be happy. That's a pretty good punt. Almost a soccer-style kick. Takes a hop at the 34-yard line, and a good bounce for Galesburg. It's going to go all the way back to the 47.
Good as you could hope for.
Outstanding punt.
Because Bond is probably about 2 feet from the back of the end zone when he kicked that ball.
That was an outstanding punt. At least you're giving your defense a chance.
And Quincy came after it. A couple of guys flying in there. And they didn't really seem too interested about getting the return. They were more looking for the block on that one because I guess they figure even if we let it bounce, we're going to have the ball inside the 50, but not a whole lot inside the 50.
No.
You said, Mike, a good punt. And Quincy on their second possession. Silver Streaks were up to the task on their first defensive trip in this half. We'll see if they can do it again.
Again, they'll send McNay in motion this time. They're going to give him the football. He'll dance around. Not much happening. Nothing fancy out of Quincy, and Galesburg just stacking the box right now. The linebacker's just flying in, making all kinds of hits. A one-yard gain for McNay at the Galesburg 46, second nine coming up.
Yeah, Finley and Hawkinson stacked that up, and then Olin came flying in to finish it off on defense for Galesburg. Well, they were nice enough to get us a couple of nice bottles of Gatorade and soda here, but I think I'd prefer hot chocolate the way things are going right now. But if they brought it from the concession stand underneath, it might not be hot by the time it got up here.
Again, the three backs behind the quarterback, Merrill, under center. He's trying to draw the defense. Long count. And he gives it to the second guy, McNay, again across the 45 and driven back. He's going to get credit to the 44, a gain of 2 and a third and 7 coming up.
So the yard's not coming as easy for Quincy here in the first two possessions of the second
conservative?
Half.
Conservative? I mean, I don't know that they've run much in way of what you would construe as fancy, but it's just really just up the middle and not much else.
It seemed like they were much more into the deception there in the first half. Had Galesburg going one way when the ball was going the other. And, yeah, you're right, Mike, they don't seem to be as concerned about that at this point.
Of course, they've about salted half the quarter away. 6:34 and counting, 24-7 Quincy. Scored all their points in the second quarter. This time, Merrill's going to run a misdirection play. McNay with the football. He's got a fairly sizable gain out to the 39-yard line, a gain of 5. Fourth and short coming up.
And you would assume that they'll go for it.
That was a little bit more technical.
Yeah.
Misdirection and pretty well-conceived play. Fourth and 2 from the Galesburg 39.
Well, in the first half, they had this and just powered
They're
Powell
gonna go
straight
for it.
Ahead.
And no doubt about it. Powell has been reserved on this drive so far. He may be the guy. G.W. Scott's had a carry. 148 yards on the ground for Quincy. 5:53 and counting. Galesburg hoping for a stop. Quincy wants a first down. Same formation here. They're going to go with the first man through Powell. He's not going to get it.
Actually,
he's out to the 38, maybe. I don't think so.
They tried Scott that
Was
time.
It Scott yeah. that time? G.W. Scott does not get the first down. And Quincy gives it back to Galesburg on downs around the 39-yard line. No gain. So they take some time off the clock, and Galesburg has been put in a situation where they have to score. Almost have to score right here. Ricketts made the stop four of his streaks as he plugged the hole and
So a four-play drive on downs, and they officially call it the 40-yard line. And Galesburg in the slots. This time it's Carl going to give it to Ullman. Out, pretty good game this time, out to the 45-yard line, a pickup of five. First time we've been able to say that in a while.
It'll be interesting. Quincy, the next couple of weeks, has to play Alleman and Rock Island, teams that we've seen. And I guess my thought is the Quincy defense, it's going to be a lot on their shoulders, because while their offense has a nice running attack, they still probably won't score more than two touchdowns against one of those teams. But, you know, neither one of those teams are that high-powered on offense either. It's probably be some low-scoring games. Mm-hmm.
He sent Jackson in motion this time. Ullman gets the ball again. Powers his way ahead for another couple of yards. Going to be a third down and about three when they unpile out around the 47-yard line of Galesburg. And Ullman now with 55 yards on the ground on seven carries. 106 on the ground for Galesburg. So a net plus four since the end of the first quarter.
It'll be interesting to see the results. You and I had a differing opinion on that big game tonight. I thought Alleman would beat Rocky. You think Rocky will beat Alleman? We'll have to see. They may go into overtime with no score the way those defenses are.
You're right. You're right. It could. Third and three from the Galesburg 47. Needing a first down. Haven't had one in a long time. This time Carl's going to keep it himself. He's got one. Spins his way loose. Another guy came and got him. And he gets it out around the 48-yard line. A gain of five and another set it down for the Streaks. Carl with 24 on the ground.
Nice to see us move the sticks, but at some point,
got to have a big one.
Get some points here. As you said, Mike, the quarter going by
quickly.
It's going
quick.
4:25, and now I think we've got a personal foul against Quincy.
Well, someone got popped. Carl looked like he got popped the second time, and this would be a big thing. Eloise West of Galesburg, the Hungry Hobo Touchdown Contest participant. The streak scores seven, and we certainly hope they do. She gets a $10 gift certificate from Hungry Hobo. So a first down at the 48, and we'll see what this flag's about. It is on Quincy, and they will march it up a bunch. Nice. 15-yard variety. So a couple of those on Galesburg tonight. Quincy, its second 15-yard penalty. The other one, the illegal block in the back. This one, so they've been tagged for 35 yards in penalties, and it goes all the way up to the Quincy 35, or 34, we'll say. First and 10, so another first down for Galesburg on that. So now they're in business. Carl trips for a moment. Delay and a pretty conceived play, and then it got stopped short at the 33, we'll call it, a gain of one.
Stopped short again by Reed Cox. I've got him on my all-conference ballot already. He's been tremendous tonight.
Aaron Meredith, the ball carrier, he got a one-yard pickup. Looked like it was going to clear some space, and it just didn't happen.
Well, the delay was almost a little too long. I was concerned about that exchange because there was a Quincy defender awfully close to that, but they did sneak it through there.
Wishbone, Ullman the fullback, the two backs behind him. Going to give it to Robert Jackson. Stutter step, gets his way across the 30-yard line, down around the 28, a gain of five and a third and four coming up before he goes down.
Quincy, the fullback, also a linebacker for this Blue Devil team. They had their homecoming here last week. Beat East Moline handily.
So they spotted at the 29, a third and five coming up. 3:13 and counting. Quincy a 24-7 lead. Third quarter of play. Getting late. Galesburg needs a first down. You're obviously in four down territory here. Back to the slots. Going to send Jackson in motion. Carl's going to fake it, keep it, and he's got some room. He's got a first down. Dropped around the 23-yard line. Picked up six. He needed five. Eighth first down of the game for Galesburg.
Much needed drive. It's got to result in some points, and the streak's as close as they've been since their opening drive now at the 23. Now we're here at Quincy High School, the football field. Signs of progress. Quincy continues to build out this direction. We used to just look across the way, and all we'd see was a cornfield. Now there's some convenience stores, a couple of office buildings off over there as well.
So the seventh play of this drive, they're going right up the guts. Ullman, I believe it is, to the 21-yard line. A gain of two and a second and eight coming up. And the clock, again, just kind of ticking away. 2:27 and counting. Ullman with 57 yards on the ground. 1:25 on the ground as a team. Galesburg on the Blue Devil, 21. Second down and eight coming up. 2:13 and counting as they break huddle. Third quarter. Quincy a 17-point lead. Slots here. Slots and Wishbone. Lots of both tonight.
This time, Carl's going to keep it himself, faked it to the fullback. Quincy read it very well. Just a one-yard gain and a third and seven coming up as Carl got it out for a yard.
Spencer Emmerich on the tackle for the Blue Devils along with some help. And, yeah, that play didn't fool the Devils at all.
Ninth play of his drive coming up. A three and out, and now a drive that looked promising, and Galesburg needs to keep it alive here. Third and seven from the Blue Devil 20. Minute 30 to go in the third quarter. Just kind of slow motion right now.
Yeah,
everything's just
kind of
moving slow.
It takes a long time to get a play called and get up to the huddle.
A little different look here with a single back. Oh, did they draw him off sides? Galesburg, a totally different look there, and they're clapping. Ullman, if it's his call, it's off. It's on Quincy. It is offside, so that's going to help. Third and two coming up on the penalty from the Quincy 15.
You could tell by the body language of Brad Bowen of Quincy, the nose guard. As soon as that happened, he walked away quickly with his hands on his hips, disgusted. You knew that he was going to get whistled for that one. So this works out a lot better.
Much
now,
better.
Third and, what, three?
About three. Nose of the football on the 15-yard line. And obviously, four down territory again. You're not going to give it up at this point. So Carl with it. They're going to send Jackson in motion. They're going to pitch it to Jackson. Can he get the speed outside? Cuts back. He's not going to get a first down. In fact, he's not going to get anything. He did a lot of running just to get back to the line of scrimmage. And a fourth down coming up. And this is really the key play of the game for Galesburg right now.
Now, we mentioned Brad Bowen, who got that penalty for Quincy, the nose guard. And he's a solid kid at 220, but you got to figure he's going to have some bruises tonight. He's had to head up Ricketts all night snapping that ball at center. The times we've had the offense, I guess, which hasn't been that long, but that's a tough call to have to go head up with Zach or Ryan Ricketts all night.
Slots. They're going to go straight ahead to the fullback, and he plow his way ahead for enough. It looks like maybe something thrown as a flag close to the 10-yard line.
I think maybe it was fumbled forward.
It may have been because it wasn't. I didn't think I saw a flag. Galesburg says they have the football. They did move the sticks. Wow, they got a break.
Davidson, I think, was the last one
that
ended up on the ball.
It was Ullman who had it, and they got it down to the 11-yard line, and in a peculiar way, they get the first down. Davidson's going to end up getting credit for
the game. It's like the old Raiders play. If you're not sure you've got it, fumble it forward.
So a long drive. First and 10 from the Quincy 11. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Galesburg will get a playoff, and smacked is Jared Carl behind the 15-yard line. They came at him. And I'm not sure if that was the pass play he was calling, but they were all over it. And that's the end of the third quarter, a scoreless third quarter for both teams. When we come back, Galesburg will have it at the, about the 17-yard line, a loss of five or six on the play. 24-7 Quincy, one more quarter to go. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Galesburg High School Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at billgaitherphotography.com, and by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
About a 6-yard loss on that last play. It's Galesburg. I think they just said an Alleman score, and I swore it was Alleman leading. I heard Rock Island 7, and I heard Alleman first. Anyway, it's 24-7 here. You may be right. Second down and 14 coming up. As they'll say, 18-yard line of Quincy. Galesburg, when they get this quarter started, they need a score in a hurry. Down by 17, three scores. With just 12 minutes to go, nobody scored in that third quarter. They come to the line, the 18.
Just about every score we've had tonight, I think every one has come in this west end zone. And that's
here's a give for a big run, blitzing toward the end zone. He may be in. Just shy, apparently. That was a great delay and fake. The blockers held their blocks. It was Ullman who took the ball all the way down to the one. A gain of 17, and the Streaks in business. They got some great blocking up front that time.
Sure did.
Held it very well. On the one of Quincy. First and goal from the one.
Go figure, the end zone where all the points have come from for both teams tonight is the one going into the win.
Yeah.
Streaks coming to the line, needing a score right now. In the wishbone, they're going to try and power it in. Carl under center. He's got the ball. Maybe he runs on Ricketts. Nope, they're going to give it off right tackle and not getting in. Driven back is Robert Jackson. And the official doesn't move much. It stays at the one. It's second down and goal from the one. Jackson gets nothing. He ran right into a big boy for Quincy. They say it was Jordan Huber, 6'1", 240.
He's had a couple of big plays on this drive, but you got to figure if we run that two or three more times, at some point you're going to be able to.
A little surprised Carl didn't go in right behind Ricketts. Sometimes I see Big Ryan there, and I know they double him a lot, and they come after him. But now you're in a position where you really, it'd be tough to do that right now as they really stack the box here. This time Carl's going to go off the left side and hand it off. Fullback run there, and he's in. Touchdown, Galesburg. 2 yards out, Caleb Ullman. His second touchdown of the year. He's got 76 yards on the ground, and he gives Galesburg some hope here with a 2 yard run with 10:49 to play. It's been a long time since Galesburg scored. Caleb Ullman. Lucas Miller to come in and kick the extra points. Try and make it a 10-point game. Fold is down. The kick in the air looks great from here, and it is. Come on, fellas. Yes. 24-14. Galesburg breaks that drought. Snaps 24 unanswered by Quincy. And congratulations to Fred Britton, as he is the Hungry Hobo touchdown contest winner. Fred Britton Jr. of Galesburg, a $10 gift certificate from Hungry Hobo in Galesburg. And his name will go into the final drawing for a party sub from Hungry Hobo at the end of the football season. Timeout on the field, 24-14 Quincy. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Roberts & Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square at West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate the Gilson School Foundation, this week's Hometown Hundreds winner, nominated by Donna Cecil of Gilson. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
A 60-yard drive, Galesburg on the board. They kick the ball away to Quincy. Ullman the touchdown, and big pileup as Quincy had the football and thought maybe just for a moment a fumble, but that's not the case. But they do not have very good field position right here as they appear to be getting it around the 19-yard line.
Cole Spinks down on special teams making the tackle for the Streaks as they do a good job in coverage and force Quincy to start deep in their own territory, and this is where the defense needs to deny Quincy a first down here with the ball back. Still over 10 minutes left, so it's not out of the question.
18-yard line, the line of scrimmage. Quincy going right up the gut with it. The first down, it appears, from this angle, all the way out to the 28. Spinks made the stop, or is it going to be short of a first down? It is.
Scott on the carry for the Devils, and you're seeing them take a little more time in the huddle now in this second half. In the first half, we said it wasn't exactly a hurry-up offense, but they were getting to the line quickly and
sure were.
Really had the Galesburg defense on its heels. Now the Blue Devils trying to use that clock a little more to their advantage with the lead, although I don't think their offense has quite the momentum that it does when they're playing a little more quickly.
Right up the gut, trying to get the first down, and now they'll try the outside.
Oh,
they do get
Powell,
it.
Tough,
Powell
right.
With him, and now a late flag. Powell got it out to the 30-yard line for a first down, and we'll see what the flag's all about.
This will be a big call here.
I hope this is not a personal foul. It just really would, unsportsmanlike, it'd be a killer.
What is that?
It's on Quincy. Wow. I'm going to get a little help on this one. That's not a sign I see very much.
Okay.
Assisting the runner. That's the first this year, and in fact, I didn't see that all last year.
As Powell was trying to push for that first
right.
down, he really...
Don't they really assist anyway?
Yeah. Well, he already had it.
The crowd saying, come on.
That's not a good penalty for Quincy, because Powell had the first down, I think, by the time they threw that flag and he was getting his assist.
He's going to get credit for 3 yards, and they're going to walk it off.
40 carries for 160 yards, 4 yards a carry for Quincy tonight. Then they'll go back to the 25-yard line. So 5-yard penalty. Second down coming up, 45 yards on 5 penalties for Quincy. Not much to go for a first down, about 3 yards. And the three backs again behind Merrill. Going to give it to McNay. He splits a guy, and here he goes. Look out. One man to beat. 40. He puts on the brakes, and that may have saved a touchdown as Olin wraps him up as he got across the 30-yard line. A huge gain for McNay out to the 27. Boy, some math on this one. 25 and 23 is 48 yards. Biggest gain of the day for Quincy, and a bad time for Galesburg.
And if not for the speed and the angle of Nate Olin, that's an easy touchdown for the Blue Devils.
Wow. That hurt. 9:47, 24-14, fourth quarter, Quincy the lead. First and 10 from the Galesburg 27. Here they come to the line. They've been looking for a big play, and they finally got one. Three receivers wide to the right. McNay's one of them. Single back behind Merrill, the quarterback. He's under center. He's going to give it to that back, D.J. Powell. Skips through one man and about took off again. He got it out to the 22-yard line, a gain of 5. Spink saved a touchdown on that stop.
Yep, both of the key inside linebackers on these teams, Cole Spinks for the Silver Streaks and Reed Cox for Quincy, having very nice games. The tackles piling up for both of those guys.
So it's with 21, a second and 4 coming up. Actually, the 22-yard line, second and more like long 4. G.W. Scott, McNay, and Powell in the backfield behind Merrill, the quarterback, under 9 minutes to play. He's going to give it to the second guy. He's going to take that left tackle again. He bounces off one. He is finally brought down, but McNay, a big run across the 15, down to the 13, and another Quincy first down, 9 yards for McNay. He is piling him up now, 94 yards on 12 carries.
Yeah, Olin had him low. McNay was still driving, and then Spinks came over and got him on the high side. So
Galesburg's in trouble.
McNay and Spinks have been getting together on this drive, seeing a lot of each other, one carrying, one tackling. But you're right, Mike, this is
a backbreaker.
If Quincy puts one in here, that's curtains.
First and 10 from the Galesburg 13, 8:38 to play. Oh, for a turnover. Second guy again. They keep trying that left side of the line. This time wrapped up shy of right about the 10-yard line.
Ran into Ricketts, Hawkinson.
Powell, the carrier.
Meredith.
2 3-yard gain, second and 7 from the Galesburg 10 coming up.
Well, and really Galesburg's performance in this one tonight has reminded me of Quincy a number of times when we've played them. They would have some good athletes, but they would find a way to beat themselves with turnovers and penalties. Well, we've been the team tonight that's committed all of those. Quincy yet to have a turnover, nope. And they have played a very disciplined ball game.
They sure have. Ball at the 10-yard line, second 8, under 8 minutes to go, 24-14, Quincy the lead. Merrill rolling out, trying to wrap him up. He eludes one man here. He's going to take off with the ball. They're trying to get him to fumble that ball. It's going to be a loss of about 3 or 4 on the play as he goes down. Blitz on by Galesburg, back to the 14, a third and 11 coming up on a 4-yard loss.
Well, and Shane Clark did a nice job of down. He missed him the first time he went by, but then as Merrill did a sidestep and then moved to the left, Clark had a chance to circle back around and at least get an assist on the tackle.
All the way back to the 14, a third and 11. 7:25 and counting. Quincy can still take its time. So Galesburg would need 2 scores. Quincy all in charge. 3 receivers wide to the right. Single back behind Merrill is Powell. Seeing him carry the ball a lot in this formation. Oh, the offensive line moving on the left side. Yep. It appeared to be Kendrick.
Yep, came out of his 3-point too early. As soon as he stood up, he knew it.
They may hurt themselves here out of a potential score. Back to the 19. They'll move it in third and 16 coming up. Quincy now with 5 in the game. 6 infractions. That one was obvious. I think Ryan Ricketts directing traffic up there for the Streaks. 7:02, and now the clock rolling under 7 minutes. 24-14 Blue Devils. Same formation. Merrill gets it this time. He's going to show pass and hand it off. This time, Powell, strong run across the 15, down around the 12-yard line. Big, strong run. A little delay there. He got 7. Brings up a 4th down and 9, and plates and everything else come flying through the air. I thought I was in some weird movie.
Big wind gust. And
that was huge.
Wind is trying to shift around to the north a little bit, northwest instead
of
straight
west. That was just out
of
nowhere. Fourth down, and let's see, about nine to go on the Gillsburg 12. They probably will. I saw their guy kick one from 30. This would be, we'll find out.
Extra point attempt was pretty sad.
They're not showing the kicker out there yet. He wears number 7. And now they're bringing in Josh Weisenberger.
They would have the wind to their back.
They're going to go for it.
Oh, here
and
we go.
Now they're going to stop. They are going to try the kick. And now they would blow a whistle. I think they're about out of time. They do. Quincy takes a timeout. 6:01 to play. Let's step aside. 24-14. A field goal attempt by Quincy when we come back. They lead it by 10. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
The excitement of high school sports really takes me back.
Our team at Bates is proud to support the Silver Streaks for another winning season.
Hey, I think that guy just hit another home run.
Isn't it time for your nap?
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg High School Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg. By Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
White out to attempt what would be a 28-yard field goal. Officially 27. Here we go. Kick is in the air. It has. And it is good. White. Brandon White, a 27-yard field goal, gives Quincy some cushion. 27-14. They lead it 5:55 to go in the game. He was doing that in the warm-ups out there from 30 and quite a bit on it and angled it just right, and it went down.
Well, I guess the good news is the Silver Streaks were down 2 scores before that drive. They're still just down 2 scores.
True.
But with only 5:55 to go, doesn't leave much time to pull off this miracle tonight here at Quincy. Brett Favre around to throw a last-second heave.
Boy, no kidding. That's first field goal against the Streaks made since the Dunlap game, and they made 3. Quincy now on top 27-14. They hadn't scored since the second quarter. And Galesburg now needing something real special to happen as Quincy put together a 9-play drive that ended in a 27-yard field goal.
And Quincy just under 6 minutes away from guaranteeing
themselves
a playoff berth.
3 times in the school history they've been in the playoffs.
This
and
would
they
be their
could
sixth
be number
win.
Four. Best season since 1974. And they took advantage of turnovers. They did not commit any turnovers. And you mentioned it earlier, very disciplined game, and they seem to be on their way. And they're going to kick it away to Galesburg. And they'll put their foot into it. This one a fairly deep kick. Galesburg will say, just let it go in the end zone, and they do. They got the wind at their back. That always helps. Galesburg will get it on the 20-yard line as White kicked it deep in the end zone and bounced out.
Well, Silver Streaks, as we said, needing 2 scores here. They've got to go 80 yards for the first one.
You'd have to onside, no doubt.
And, you know, our offense is not the type that's built for a big play. I'd love to have it. But this is more of a grinded-out type of offense at this point, and we don't have any passing game to speak of, which sure doesn't help when your back's to the wall, but we'll see what they can come up with here.
We'll use the slot formation here and stick a receiver in the slot on the left side as well. A little different look here. Quincy's showing blitz. This time they're going to go off the left side, and a short gain out to about the 23, 24-yard line. I believe it was Ullman again. He's been the guy running the ball. Ullman actually gets it nose of the ball on the 25. So a 5-yard pickup, 2nd and 5 coming up. Ullman with 81 yards on the ground to lead Galesburg.
I'm sure the Blue Devils said, well,
we'll let you go ahead and
kind of play a prevent run defense, right? Just give us 5 yards a crack and take 30 or 40 seconds off the clock every time.
And they'll send one receiver. That's Olin out on the left side. They kind of leave him unguarded. And we'll end around play here, trying to get through.
believe it was Jackson. Nothing there. Misdirection. I said end around. Misdirection from left to right, and Quincy snuffed it out very easily. No gain. Robert Jackson, the ball carrier.
Yep. Linebacking crew, Cox and Powell again there off the bottom of the pile there that stopped Jackson.
Third and five coming up, 4:47 and counting. Quincy a 13-point lead. 24 points in the second quarter and three in the fourth. That's all they've needed. Galesburg with a couple of touchdowns, one to start the game and one here in the fourth quarter. A lot of turnovers and mistakes in between. I know that frustrates his coaching staff, no doubt about it. It's Carl this time. He's going to do literally an end around this time, and trying to get some running room for Galesburg is Justin Davidson. Looked like he had some space for just a moment. He got it out to the 28-yard line. He's going to get three out of all that, and a fourth and two coming up.
Yeah, that space closed up quickly.
I thought he was going to get a bunch. I really did.
And then he seemed to be a little indecisive, too. If he just lowers his head and gets after it, I think he probably gets to the sticks, but he was trying to make something bigger happen and got corralled, and I guess the Silver Streaks have got to go for this. They're just deep in their own
territory.
They brought
Bond out. And this is interesting. 3:46 and counting. They're going to put Bond on the end. They are going to go for it.
Yeah, you kick it away. You might as well get on the bus now. You may as well try and get it.
Yep. Carl with it. Quincy just jumped off sides. Quincy showed blitz, and I looked down there, and Shane Clark, he was spooked by something, and he jumped, and that just made it go from fourth and one to fourth and six. 65 yards in penalties. My goodness.
Well, it's unlikely you'll get this, but again, I don't hardly see how you cannot go for it. And
back to the 23-yard line. Talked about Robert Jackson being a key to get 14 carries tonight. He got a touchdown, but boy, first carry of the game, 11 yards. He has 17 on 14 carries. They have bottled him up. Wishbone formation. Carl under center. He's going to try the left side again, and there is a first down by Ullman. He did get the first down out close to the 35-yard line, so the clock's still ticking, 3:15 and counting. They did get the first down. They've used the left side very well. That part of the line's done a good job of clearing some space.
Yeah, certainly right there, because I'm sitting here thinking that was exactly the play they were going to run, and they did. And so you think, Quincy, every time we've needed something, we go to Ullman, and the Quincy defense, if they knew it, they couldn't stop it.
Nope, nothing they could do. They're going to try that side again, and another big gain. Ullman's churning up a lot of yards across the 40-yard line, down around the 43, and they're going to really hurry it up this time. 9-yard pickup. Ullman is over 100 with 101.
I like
66 on the ground.
Here at Quincy, they've got the scoreboard directly across from the press box. You don't have to look to one end of the field or the other. And it actually, that way one team doesn't have the advantage going toward it in the fourth quarter.
Send Meredith in motion this time. Another end around. Jackson just swallowed up again. Just could not get any room on that. If they run right, that's where Quincy's strength apparently on the left side of their line is, because Galesburg not finding much there as they lose one. Jackson not able to get any room. He ran hard, just couldn't get through there.
And
Reed Cox again a stop for Quincy and a third down.
Timeout.
Timeout at the 2:27 mark of the ballgame. Want to thank Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan providing our transportation tonight, a Nissan Rogue, silver to beauty, and just arrived the 2010 Rogue, a sporty SUV. It gets 27 miles per gallon on the highway, meaning over 400 miles on a tank of gas. A Consumer Digest Best Buy for 2009. The prices start at $21,000. And there's also a $750 rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months. Over 30 2010 Nissans due in soon. And if they don't have what you want, they will have it there within 48 hours. You drove it? What do you think?
I really like
it.
We like these cars. Yeah, it's just a good, solid vehicle. It's comfortable and you know, the Murano is the next step up, and we've had it a couple of times, and those are
just fantastic.
Those spoiled us. The Rogue, a little more affordable and probably a little bit better gas mileage, maybe a little easier to handle, but both of them are nice, and the Rogue is taking good care of us coming down here, and I'm sure going back as well.
No doubt about it. Go check them out, Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. We're in downtown Galesburg, and we thank them. Long drive back home tonight. Oh, yeah, it's pushing, what, 9:45? Galesburg with 2:33 on the clock, a third down and five from the 42-yard line. And time is running out. And this time, Carl, quick pass over the middle, could not get it to the man. It was a real quick play action, trying to get it out there to, they used a different receiver. I haven't seen him. They used Merritt on the receiving possibility or the attempt there. He couldn't get the catch, and now another fourth down coming up, fourth and five from the 42. Good idea, just can't get it to him. And in that case, it's good it was low because Quincy was trying to jump the play. Back to the bone. 2.5 minutes to go. Galesburg trailing by 13. This time they will try that right side and nothing doing, and Galesburg gives it back.
Yep.
That one, Quincy, you're just not going on their left side of their line. We've seen that much. They tried Ullman with it. He got it to the 40-yard line, a gain of two, and not enough.
Yeah, and our offense has gotten to be very predictable. Not so much on the Merritt pass. That was a little bit of a surprise.
Sure.
You knew we were going to try Ullman there. But like you said, Mike, most of the success has come on the left side of our line, not the right. Went to the right that time and nothing doing. And now Quincy can just probably take a knee if they want to. 220, they may need to pick up another first down.
They've got it on the 40-yard line. And they'll use one wing this time. It's G.W. Scott, and they'll give it to the deep back, and he is wrapped up for a loss. McNay, one of the few times that's happened. Got to find that man who made that stop because he did a great job. That was Merritt, I believe. If he'll turn around, I'll tell you for sure. It was Bo Merritt. Did a nice job of sniffing that play out. No gain for McNay. I thought he was going to hit him for a loss. Merritt just came flying through there. McNay, 94 yards on the ground, and Galesburg led by Ullman with 103.
Clock now under 2 minutes and counting. Quincy will use all of that time before they get up to the line and snap it. And this Quincy offense has been much more deliberate in the second half than when they were putting the game away in the first half.
Now 1:42. They're going to give it to G.W. Scott. Find some running room. Off right tackle across the 35, down around the 34-yard line. A gain of 6 and a third and 4 coming up. Scott with 51 yards on the ground. Quincy now at 2:34. So 74 for Powell and 3 touchdowns. McNay, 94 yards and a touchdown. G.W. Scott, 12 carries and 51 yards. Mitch Merrill with... And Scott, you kind of get the feeling he does a little dirty work. You know, he gets some of those much-needed 3-, 4-, 5-yard situations. Powell's a banger, no doubt. McNay, we saw the speed he has when he gets a chance to get out in the open field. They're very balanced. There's no doubt about it.
We haven't seen Mitch Merrill, their quarterback, carry it much, but
no.
It seems to me like he's got some speed. He could do some damage as well. So good backfield for Quincy.
They are.
The Silver Streaks taking a timeout to try and maybe get the ball back one more time, but Quincy in two-down territory here with third down and about four to go with 1:35 left to play.
So we come up on it is quarter till. You got the Scenic Drive in Knox County. Starting tomorrow, a couple of big days there. Knox College football team at St. Norbert's and Monmouth College undefeated, playing at home against Grinnell. And I don't know if you can roll any better than they're rolling right now. My goodness. They go up to Grinnell and just put a hurt on them. And Beloit. Quincy's Merrill with it now. He is dropping back to pass. That's not going to make Wes Olson happy. And a completed pass at that. Oh, brother. At the 15-yard line, pass is caught by Kendrick. Oh, brother. All the way down to the 15, a 19-yard gain, and a first down for Quincy. I got to tell you, why are you doing that?
Well, like I've got a feeling the Quincy sideline is saying, why are you calling timeout? I think that was kind of their
You're probably right.
Taking a timeout.
Good point. Good point.
That situation.
That's a very good point. Oh, it makes me sick. It just makes me sick. And 106 and counting. They're taking their time. Now they get down in their stance. The three backs behind the quarterback. This time, I believe, Scott with it again. He's just going to plow ahead for about a yard from the 15 to the 14. Who knows what's going on at the bottom of that pile. And a lot of whistles going on. That's why I say that. You know, as if to say, quit it, quit it, quit it, quit it, quit it, like you tell the little kid. And more whistles. And before it's said and done, we'll probably see a dang flag or a timeout, one or the other, to cool down. Galesburg takes another timeout, and Quincy is not happy.
Well,
I just watched one of their big kids up front. He is not a happy camper right now, Eddie Holtzgraf. He kind of slammed his fist down.
43 seconds left, so.
Now we're going to get into some gamesmanship. There's no doubt.
We may see Quincy
try and throw a big pass.
Here.
I have no doubt. Third down and 9, or make it 8, coming up from the Galesburg 13. 43 seconds to go. Oh, brother.
The only loser in this of wheels is the fans are freezing to death.
Oh, yeah. And we're not exactly warm.
They're just ready to get in their cars.
I think the players are, too. They want to celebrate a playoff appearance, no doubt about it. They're going to the playoffs. 6-0, 3-0 in the Big Six. They've heard a lot about their schedule, no doubt about it. And they're going to face the meat of it still.
Quincy's packed in pretty tight. I think they're going to take a knee.
I think
Mike.
You're right. 43 seconds to play.
If they can ever get the ball snapped for
set
crying
the clock.
Out loud.
Well, it's the clock. They were yelling up at the clock. I heard them say 44.
Yeah, that makes
a lot
43.8.
47.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
That 3 seconds will make a difference in this ball game.
So now it's two knees or something like that. No, maybe not. So they'll finally come out of their huddle and we'll get ready to bring you the post game. Galesburg Orthopedic Services sponsoring that. They're not down. They're running. Yeah, they're in a down position. So they'll take one knee here. Merrill does that. Air horn goes off. They're going to celebrate here, no doubt about it. And they should. It'll be their fourth playoff appearance in school history. And Rick Little's come in here in his third year and has made them a playoff team. And that's a fine accomplishment, no doubt about it. This is always known as a basketball school.
Soccer school.
Soccer school. They're not too shabby at baseball either.
Or volleyball.
Yeah. They're pretty good this year. Marla Clay, that's who the guest will be on Sports Saturday tomorrow. And talk to her a little bit about Quincy and Moline. And they are. They're the two powers of the conference right now. Quincy, a big team, and we'll hear that on Sports Saturday after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow. That's it. The clock winds down. Quincy wins at 27-14. Stay tuned for the postgame. Coming up, this is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Galesburg High School football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography at 193 West Main Street in Galesburg. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Football on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL is brought to you by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Football.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by John Herman at Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly Wachovia. Together, we will go far. Tonight, cloudy skies, rain, low around 45. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of rain, high 52, low 40. Sunday, sunny, high of 62. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low 46. And Monday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 65, low 52. Right now, it is 49 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks football continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services postgame show. Brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game. The station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks football. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Well, you sum it up in one word, mistakes. And mistakes cost the Silver Streaks tonight as they fall at Quincy. Final score, 27-14. We'll go down to the field. Jim Lee visiting with head coach Wes Olson.
Okay, we are down on the field, Mike, with Coach Wes Olson. And, Coach, the thing that you really didn't want to have happen here tonight happened to you in that first half, the turnovers that you knew would be a problem against this Quincy team.
Yeah, two things we want to focus on. Number one, preventing big plays. We know they're real gadgety, and they've thrived on the big play all year. We knew the plays they were running. We knew the plays they were calling. We knew exactly what it was. Coaches were calling it out, they're tough to defend. And our boys played hard tonight. We didn't secure the football very well. That's something we got to address. But you know, I still believe in our guys. I still think we got a quality football team. And unfortunately, got ourselves in a hole and kind of gave them a lot of chances in the first half. And came back out, and our guys played hard in the second half, outscored them in the second half, kept their offense in check, but it wasn't enough. So, you know, we got to really go to work, and our guys took this one to heart, and I firmly believe that they'll come back and build on it and become better and get ready to play Moline next week.
Do you think the two fumbles on the kickoffs was Quincy looking at kicking into the wind and just decided to kick it low, or do you think they were definitely designed to try and get the football back?
Yeah, I think they probably designed in mind. I mean, they got a kicker that can boot it. Even at the wind, he could still boot it if he wanted to. So that was something they did. And credit to them for doing those things. We got to work harder, and we got to come back and do our work. I'm still proud of our guys. We got great kids. They got great attitudes. They're hardworking, and they're tough, and good things are going to happen to them. They just got to stick with it.
And for Quincy on their offensive side in that first half, it wasn't really a true hurry-up offense, but they were getting to the line pretty quickly, and it seemed like maybe with the turnovers, your defense was back on its heels, because in the second half, things a little more deliberate. You shut them down pretty well.
Yeah, I don't know. They did have a quick pace at times. I didn't think their offensive line were set. It was so quick of a pace, but that's the way it goes. So, you know, bottom line is I'm proud of our guys. I love our guys and our team. And I think that they are going to come back and certainly finish strong in the last three games of the year.
Okay. Now you need to get going, Coach. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's head coach Wes Olson visiting with Jim Lee after the game. The post-game interview is brought to you by Kohl's Diamond Gallery. Forever starts here. As Quincy wins, a tough loss, no doubt about it. You can hear it in his voice. It's a big rivalry, tough game to lose. And if you eliminate some of those mistakes, you know, it's maybe a different story, but coulda, shoulda. It didn't happen tonight, 27-14. More on the postgame coming up. It's brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services. Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey getting you back in the game. This is Silver Streaks football postgame on WGIL.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started. started screaming. So I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for you youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Galesburg High School Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com, and by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back at Blue Devil Stadium, Quincy a winner. 27-14, 6-0. The first time in decades they are secured for the postseason. And schedule or not, they come away a winner tonight. Galesburg mistakes leading to Quincy points. Let's roll through the scoring of the ball game. Galesburg got it started at the 8:07 mark of the first quarter. A Robert Jackson two-yard touchdown run and a point after attempt successful by Caleb Miller. 7-0 Galesburg after the first quarter. Then a lot of fumbles. Quincy in the second quarter, 10:24 mark. Alex McNay, an 11-yard touchdown run. At the 7:08 mark, DJ Powell, a 14-yard run. And he would score two more in the first half at the 5:01 mark and 4:44. Runs of 3 and 13. None of the extra points or two-point conversions successful. It was 24-7 Quincy at the half. Coach Olson talking about Galesburg playing better in the second half, but just gave up a lot. Outscored Quincy 7-3 in the second half. Caleb Ullman at the 10:49 mark of the fourth quarter, a two-yard touchdown run. Miller point after attempt good. 10-point game at that point. Quincy got a 27-yard field goal from Brandon White, and they win the ball game 27-14. We'll look at the postgame numbers next. This is Silver Streaks postgame on WGIL.
You've always counted on F&M Bank to be there when you needed them. With F&M Investment Services, our customers have access to investment products and services and the convenience of investment and banking all in one location. So if you are considering expanding your financial horizons or reviewing your current financial position, or if you just need sound financial guidance to plan for college funding or retirement, you can continue to go to the same place you've trusted for years, F&M Bank.
F&M Bank. The place for all your financial services.
Securities and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not bank guaranteed, may lose value, not insured by any federal government agency, and not a bank deposit. Securities and insurance products offered by LPL Financial and its affiliates. Member FINRA, SIPC. LPL Financial and F&M Bank are independent entities.
Your community. Your money. Your hometown bank. F&M Bank.
F&M Bank.
Member FDIC.
Stability, especially these days, is a good thing. And there are some things in this world that we should always be able to count on. Family to love us, food to nourish us, a home to comfort us, and good health to ensure everything else matters. That's where OSF St. Mary Medical Center comes in. Since 1909, we've been a vital part of Galesburg and the communities we serve. OSF St. Mary isn't going anywhere, but with constant medical advances, we're always moving forward. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital, right here in Galesburg, for 100 years and counting.
This is Galesburg native and former Mercer County State's Attorney Mike Hare. Not only do Bill Butts and I have almost 60 years of combined legal experience, we also have a combined 110 years of life experience. If you want an attorney who not only knows what he's doing, but also understands how you feel, contact the Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, or call us at 343-9107.
Coming up tomorrow on WGIL Sports Saturday, we'll visit with Galesburg High School volleyball coach Marla Clay tomorrow morning at 8 on WGIL. Back at a chilly Quincy, 27-14, the Blue Devils beat the streaks. Galesburg now 2-4, 0-3 in the conference. Moline up next. They were playing UT tonight. Someone's going to get a win out of that game. Both teams winless going into tonight's action. And back home next week for that game. The number is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. For Quincy, 53 total plays of offense, 51 on the ground, 235 yards. And through the air, Mitch Merrill, two passes, both completed for 33. So 268 yards of total offense for the Blue Devils, three touchdowns on the night. T.J. Powell, 19 carries, 74 yards. Alex McNay, the most yardage, 13 carries for 94 yards and a score. G.W. Scott Nice job between the tackles. 13 carries for 52 yards. Merrill, 15 yards on 6 carries in the game. Receiving, Kendall Kendrick, a 19-yard reception. And G.W. Scott, 14-yard reception to round out Quincy's offense. 6 penalties in the game for 50 yards. Galesburg held to 167 yards of total offense. The turnovers, again, 4 fumbles. And really limited the possessions, especially in the first half. 21 possessions or plays run in the first half, 22 in the second. Make it 24 in the second. 43 rushing attempts for 167 yards. So just under 4 yards a carry. And Jared Carl, 0 of 2 in the passing department. And again, talked about penalties as well. 7 for 65 in the game. Caleb Ullman, 103 yards on 14 carries. He had a touchdown. Robert Jackson, an early score. He wound up with just 16 yards as he just ran into a lot of traffic and didn't get much space to run through on 15 carries. Again, 16 yards. Jared Carl, 6 carries for 25 yards. And Drexler Blue, a 14-yard carry early in the game. Not much after that. 3 carries for 22. And Justin Davidson winds up with fell on a football for a 4-yard gain and a first down and a 3-yard end-around carry. So 2 carries for 7 yards. For him, and again, Galesburg 167, Quincy with 268, so they outgained the Streaks by 101 in the game, and they moved to 6-0, and again, Galesburg 2-4. Dave's Auto Body, Crunch Time Player of the Game, our final order of business from Quincy. We'll do that coming up next. This is Silver Streaks Postgame Football on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. You call, who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Smart business owners protect their investments with Business Owners Insurance from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, a local professional Pekin insurance agency. If a disaster strikes your business, will you have enough insurance to meet the emergency? Talk to the experts at Craddy Insurance today. For the details on a customized package of liability and property coverages at affordable rates, Business Owners Insurance from Pekin Insurance and Craddy Insurance.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
WGIL and FNM Bank congratulate the Gilson School Foundation, this week's Hometown Hundreds winner, nominated by Donna Cecil of Gilson. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Just after 10 o'clock at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Limited opportunities on offense, obviously. The first play, the first drive, very, very nice. Certainly credit the defense for a fight tonight, just like Coach Wes Olson talked about. He's very proud of the kids, but the numbers that jump out at me are Caleb Ullman.
Yeah, the one bright spot on offense in this one, several key carries for first downs, and had the big carry early on in our first drive, 40 yards on one haul there that at that point looked like it was going to be a big night for the Silver Streaks offense, but unfortunately that was about the only drive that was able to bear much fruit in this one. And so we will go with Caleb Ullman, a nod to Cole Spinks defensively, in on a lot of tackles tonight, as he always is.
Oh, yeah.
And
Bird, little block on the special teams. That was nice to see.
Yeah.
Haven't heard on the block.
Yep, that's right. So, but all in all, a night of not too many highlights tonight for the Silver Streaks.
Caleb Ullman, Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Second time he's gone over 100 this year, and he does it with 103 tonight. Again, the final, Quincy wins at 27-14. We're back next Friday night at Van Dyke Field. Moline in town, the Maroons, a long losing streak against Moline, a team that's down this year, and you can't hang your head. There's still a lot of football to go, 2-4 now, 0-3 in the Western Big Six. We'll see how that goes. We'll be on the air with that, set 7:06. We appreciate you tuning in. Thanks to Chaz, Studio Engineering, back at home in Galesburg, and we'll drive safe, and hopefully you'll have a safe weekend. Enjoy the scenic drive. For Jim Lee, I'm Mike Perry. Good night from Quincy.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Football on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
has been a WGIL sports presentation.